Good morning. Bob, as JW was fading out, he said if he gets an alarm, we'll just hold the time for him, okay?
Give a second. Just give a second. He cries all the time. He's always crying about something, like he runs something. He don't run anything. For Pete's sake, we got this. But yeah, we'll cram something down his throat hole if he needs it. It's okay. What's happening is his body is responding to ascension. And he's very cross about this. He's very cross about ascending. I don't understand what the problem is, but anyway, there is always, there's always something. It's always something. So we just go with it. Because he's balancing. Most people would give anything to have this level or degree of metabolism. Because it's over the roof. He can be asleep and metabolize crazy sugars. It's unheard of. Mm-hmm. So, but this is what you've been studying forever, is how the hyperbolic position of the cellular strata with sucralose within the body and how it's processed has been the battle, which is what's made everybody morbidly obese and made everybody on the planet, except for you and Bob, insulin resistant.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And so your flora fauna applies correctly to say, no, there's a better way. And everybody else is overcompensating for the sugar fast. The sugar fast. His sugars go, and they should be going up when he has a intermittent fasting. And instead, his goes down because the liver is not producing sugar because super sugar isn't processed the same. So it's like an inverted sucralose attack, which it should be higher. Instead, his will tank. So never mind that. But those are words that you need for your work, because you're going to have to deal with it soon. Because everybody's going to have the same problem. Because everybody's going, well, you're going to be the queen of Montana from this first part, because that's the problem everybody's trying to solve. And through JW, you've all but solved it. It's very good.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And don't tell nobody. So, just hold that for you. Hold that for you, because we're gonna do some stripping. Do you know what we mean when we say stripping?
Well, you don't mean ripping, then.
No, stripping. That's different. When you take whole plasma and you strip it, that means you. Now I'm not talking about taking in the centrifuge and spinning it out like. Phoresis. We're not talking about that. We're talking about stripping it, where you actually take the individual corporeal positions of blood, whole red blood cells. Maybe is that the right word?
Components.
We hope it's the right word.
Components.
Maybe. What you're going to find is that there's capacity that treats sugar, which you say is bad, and you're right. All right, just for the record, you're right. Sugar's bad. Got it? We agree.
Yep.
No contest.
Yep.
Sugar's bad. All right, but you got to have sugar to live. But the balance of how you process the sugar is the issue. And what happens in the process of ascension is your body processes sugar differently. Makes no difference what kind it is. That's the rub.
Yeah.
And that's the beauty of this whole process, that you're going to win, because you're going to say, your issue is that you're having the wrong kind of sugar, or your vessel is in an inappropriate capacity to process said sugar. Because now what they're producing, everything is a sugar shack. Everything. Goddamn sugar's leaving sugar. I mean, it's insane what they're doing. It's crazy high fructose corn syrup. It's unbelievable what they're pumping into the body, trying to keep you supposedly happy, but you're not happy, you're just fat. And then miserable.
Right. So glycogen is stored in the liver.
Yeah.
So what you're saying is super sugar does not turn to glycogen?
Correct. And that's the issue. That is the issue.
Yeah.
Now, it's almost a problem because they can't quite calculate it, because the best JW can do, they put him on a dextrose IV, and his sugar set at 50. 50.
Unbelievable.
Can't do it. And so they're freaking the fuck out, because they're like, well, you can't eat enough to contain yourself. And we're like, we're fine. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, you're not. Yes, I am. No, I'm not. Yes, I am. And then you get up and walk off from the table, and we're like, well, you can't walk. And we're like, yes, we can. So anyway,
okay,
the long story short is that this shift is going to allow the liver to do the perfunctory function it's supposed to do always, which is nothing other than a filter, not a producer or a glycemic index reversal position. That's the difference.
Yeah.
That's
going to
change.
Yeah,
that's just shifting a little bit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, so it's not going to be involved in sugar metabolism. I mean, the liver's gotten to the point where it will even turn protein and fats into sugar. So
Correct. You're
saying that's all. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
And then what happens is, and then in your urine, you're going to have an increased protein output if you're having enough protein, because it doesn't have a use for it. They're like struggling trying to figure out where's all this protein coming from. It's kind of like, well, JW has to eat a lot of protein. He has to eat. He doesn't, but he has to. But when he eats, he tries to, like you, he focuses on the protein because he knows that the building blocks is going to keep him enough to do whatever he has to do. Now, he fills in bullshit. You're not saying he's like holistic or anything like that. Shit. He does whatever he has to do. He's just trying to survive one more day and not make Bob ups cross. If he can do that, it's a good day.
So if you don't have your glycogen back up, then it implies that we will have to constantly be putting in super sugar in some form. Is that true?
You're going to find, your source of super sugar is going to change. It'll come from your bread of life and your what Bob calls bread of living water, which we're about cheekily ready to name it that. We're cheekily about ready to name it like the fortress of bread of living water.
Mm-hmm.
And we may do it. We may do it just to hair lift the queen.
We don't know.
It might be fun. We might better talk to somebody first. But
the water will be bread of living water, and the bread will be living bread of water.
Right. Of course, because they become corporeally connected. And then what happens is once that flows normally, then what happens is the body responds in kind. But that's different than the way the normal body handles digestion. Now we're not talking about eating food and digesting it. We're talking about pulling nutrients from food. That's why your completement formulas are so important, because the completement formulas ripped minerals allow the body a chance. Thank God for the completement formulas, because it gives the body a chance for this shift and change. That's the point.
Mm.
That's what nobody's acknowledging, and that's what you can't say. And that's why everybody's pissed, and that's why everybody wants to run you up the flagpole or the maypole or whatever it is they run you up on, because you have the solution. That's why there's a problem at Nutra. Well, never mind. We better be quiet. But we're going to have to start answering questions that you ask, because the problem with us is we know things.
Yeah, you do. Okay, so right now, JW is eating the bread and drinking the water, so he's
best he can.
Kind of
when he can get it, when he can get it. But yes,
so
he's making his tea out of it. That's helped make it balance, but it's not enough. It's like this in between place of got it, wonderful, got it. He's thinking of not driving much more, because he's like, never knows when it's going to drop out. He's driving the car at 100 miles an hour down the road and just falls out.
He doesn't know.
He can't gauge it properly today. That'll get better. But they got the the glucose paste that you can shoot.
Yeah.
It's instant reacting. It doesn't help. It'll only move him 10 points. Anybody else that'll run him 100, but he runs him 10. And then he tries to eat things he likes, because you're right about that. Life isn't worth living if you have to eat things that don't taste good. I'm not eating kale for the rest of my life. I don't mind kale.
Mm-hmm.
Kale's all right, but if you think I'm going to eat kale the rest of his life, nope, it's not living. I'm not going to do that. It's got to have a nice balance. And then it works out, because there's a lot of delicious things now. You know, there's good options now. So he's not upset. He's just trying to focus it to make it where he can get done what he's supposed to get done, because he's got a lot of stuff going on right now, and keep that balance.
Yeah.
That becomes the rub just this second. And he's doing okay, best he can, but thank God for you, because you're trying to keep him alive. It's a good thing.
Oh, well, yes, indeed. God, the most important person in the world, it seems.
Well, and it's sad because he doesn't want that. That's what's so hysterical.
I know.
He'd much rather somebody else be that person, but it doesn't work that way because everything flows back to the connection, the bigger picture. So what we're going to do, just like Carly Simon, we're going to let the river run and let this thing catch itself up. And it is very quickly. It's going up pretty quickly. So far, so good.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah, I'll let Bob get into all that.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go to my questions.
Good.
Question. To stop the water levels rising, you have to reduce the carbon dioxide emissions.
Yes. Not emissions, just carbon dioxide. Don't say emissions. It's carbon dioxide. Emissions. Emissions don't have any. That's like cow flatulence. Let's work that out. So no. It's just carbon dioxide, not emissions.
So I just don't. So there's CO2 is carbon dioxide, carbon oxygen, to stop the water levels rising. So are you in the climate change bucket here, saying that
no. No, we love it.
How does
this
happen?
Okay. What's going to happen is it's going to split. You got to change air so that the one carbon oxide, it's an oxide, the one carbon atom that covalently doubles into two oxygen atoms, the oxygen is going to be replete. So that there is going to have a fraying effect, which will cause it like a radiation, which we're not mad about that. We're not mad about that. We're just saying that's going to be the shift and the change. But it's not going to be anything that human does. That's going to be the condition as you know it, basically.
So are you saying that this carbon dioxide will become a carbon monoxide? I don't get it.
It will. Well, you're not going to have oxygen. You're not going to have oxygen.
Okay.
So what are you going to – if you have a CO2 that has no oxygen, then what's it going to be absorbed into? It'll just become radiation.
That's fine. I see. I see. Oh, my goodness. No oxygen.
But now that's an extra step. That's an extra step, which is appropriate. No problem.
I can't breathe. I can't.
Good.
Breathe.
It's overrated. That's right. Good.
Okay. So, you'll have no oxygen. So, because you don't have any oxygen, you don't have the carbon dioxide. And how does that affect the water levels?
It basically will dissipate. The world is going to absorb the water back. It'll absorb the water back. It's already started. It's already begun.
I see.
Now, certain things are being flooded. Now, that's a Bob. Make a note to self, Bob. Note to self, Bob. There's an issue with the tunnels being flooded, trying to wash them out. We're talking about aliens. We're talking about in the thing they closed, Jellystone National
Yellowstone.
Forest. We call it Jellystone with Boo Boo and Yogi Bear. We call it Jellystone because we don't want to make even any more noise that they already have. They closed it because they're flooding all the tunnels, and that's putting everything on notice that Bob's in charge. And they don't like that because they don't want Bob to be in charge. They want Bob to be a non sequitur. But sorry, that ship has sailed, so they're going to have to come back to Bob.
So the world will absorb the water.
Right. Yes.
The world will absorb the water back.
And
so
the new AL2SO4 elemental condition of the change in the atmosphere will make oxygen be replete. It'll be absorbed. It'll be dissipated. It'll burn. That's what oxygen does. See, the misnomer is that you need oxygen to live. You don't need oxygen. That's oxygen. It's what ages you. It's what oxidizes, for Pete's sake.
Yeah.
It's the lye.
Yeah.
It's the poison. It's the hydrogen peroxide, you see. That it's not the hydrogen that's the problem. It's the oxide that's the problem. Peroxide is the problem. So that's getting less and less and less. That's why you start seeing the people that have, like, you almost never hear about people catching gangrene anymore. It used to be that was a big thing, where you'd get gangrene. Well, that's because of the oxygen. Well, if there's less and less and less oxygen, guess what? You don't have gangrene anymore. And those problems don't arrive anymore. I got a sidebar. This is a funny one. There was a big conversation about JW's health and la, 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 la. The doctor was talking and saying words and stuff. And finally, JW just perked up and says, okay, doc, let's do it like this. If I get so sick, this is JW talking, if I get so sick that I need IV vancomycin, go ahead and give it to me. But I better be so sick that I can't order it on my own volition, because if I'm able to order it on my own, don't give it to me. I don't need it. But if I'm so bad off that nothing else works and you have to give me vancomycin, okay, do that. I don't have a problem with that. But I got to be out of it such that you're making that decision. So as long as you're making that decision, that's wonderful. But if I've had my mind at all, then we're going to decline the vancomycin, that very potent, strong antibiotic, because it's not necessary. That's the rule.
Was he being off? Why was he being off of vancomycin?
No, he was being cheeky. He was being the conversation was, if it comes to the place, whatever's going on, because they don't know what the hell's going on with JW. They can't keep track of him. They think, oh, my God, what are we going to do? Oh, my God, he's just busy. He's running day and night, night and day, day and night. They don't even know what he's doing. But all of a sudden, it's kind of like, well, okay, if we do this, but if it gets so bad, he shows up poisoned or killed or dead or whatever, whatever, and he's so bad that he's not at himself enough to know what it is, then if he requires vancomycin, fine, give it to him. But if he's at all at his wits, you better ask him first before you include it. And he agreed, which is like, okay, we're going to lay back. No statins, no antibiotics. We'll call it a day.
That's funny. Oh, I can give you a list. I can give you a list.
Oh, yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Yeah. It's all good. We kind of got this because what's happening is his body is presenting as weird or abnormal because he's out of every line. Every CBC comes back crazy. It doesn't work. It doesn't work. It's like they look at you like you're not alive or you're not here or what are you doing? This can't be. Yeah. There's a mistake. Let's run it again. Run it again. Right? And there's no running it again. They run it every way they can run it. It's very odd, the specific gravity of his blood, which is what we know as ascension. They call it ascension sickness. What they're calling it? Ascension disorder. They're making a thing of it. They're making a thing of it because there's a handful that are starting to bump into this thing where your shifting body conditions are not. They're so outside of the norm that they can't. There's no place. There's no category to put it. But it's enough about him. You got questions. This is your time, darling. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, eye drops make space for the resurrection.
Yeah.
Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, okay. What it does is it changes the way the globulin and the codons in the body. Now, wait now. We say a lot about codons. Just slow it up now. We're not mixing things up. Bert's on this like a bad habit. He's going to straighten this up next Saturday. Not this Saturday, but next Saturday or Tuesday or whenever it is. He's on this, but that's not what we're talking about. What it does is you've got to change the cell and you got to change the blood. The blood has cells, but they're not the same thing. You see, the blood that gives you strength, will never, never, never lose its power. But you got to get that at the cellular level. They're two aspects of the same condition. You got to get it in. It's got to be systemic. So it's in the cell, then that will also, or you can affect the blood. Because otherwise, now, Carolyn, hold on now. Hold on. This is interesting. What if we said, okay, fuck y'all, stupid whore bitch motherfuckers. You're not worth God there. we're going to take ascended blood, and we're going to inject your in your artery ascended blood, and let the ascended blood just take over. Why couldn't we do that?
Yeah.
What would be wrong with that? What would be wrong with that? Why would that not work? It would, but it would kill you first if you weren't conditioned for that shift and change. It would.
Mm.
It would. Mm-hmm. That lamb's blood, would the perfect blood, the lamb's blood of life, it would kill you if you weren't conditioned into the receiving of that power. Because it would overwhelm the system. It would overwhelm the system. See the rub? That's the point.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you got. So now listen, for your work, what you're going to have to do to be successful, you're going to have to segregate meat from the marrow. Meat from the marrow. They're two different things. The marrow is what produces the red blood cell. Well, let's just say blood. Can we say it like that? That softened it. Just say blood.
Yeah.
And then whole plasma is with, if you have enough hydration. Now, if you don't have hydration, marrow ain't going to help you. You'll be them dry bones in Ezekiel if you don't have hydration. We got that.
Mm-hmm.
That's hydrogen.
Yeah.
So you, once that's balanced, then what happens is it shifts and kicks the body into a new spatial affirmative condition, which allows the cells to pick up the lamb's blood of life, okay, that immediately eradicates an Rh factor. You already know that. It immediately sets the new blood types. You already have those. You have no reason to go through all that. You have those. You saved them. Bless your heart. You did good.
Mm.
You're faithfully done this all the way through as it catches up. And now it's finally catching up to a point where you have written an entire new media ecology. JAMA's fucked up. They don't know what to do because now medicine isn't medicine anymore. They don't know what to do.
Yep.
They really do not know what to do. So, okay. We need some glucophage. We got to have glucophage. That's what's the secret of life. So there's just another synthetic thing that tricks you into trying to stay alive, that makes you worse and worse and worse and worse and worse. And they don't mind because it keeps the waiting rooms full. So they're not upset about that. It's all good.
Right.
We're not fussing about that. You already know that. But you're talking about something different. This is not pertussis. This is not whooping cough. This is not catching. This is not catching. What this is going to move you to a new level to say, this is the answer. And you quietly, step by step by step, make it available. Just quiet. Now you're going to do teaching things. We're not mad about that. We almost don't care. If you like it, we like it. We don't care. If you like it, we like it. We don't care. But in this teaching thing that you're talking about, you have to come to some way to explain to the caretakers, that's what you're going to call them, the advice givers, whatever you want to, we don't know what you call, we don't know the right word, pick a word, we don't care. Call them LaRouchians, the LaRouchian quadrant, make them be LaRouche and make that work like that. Mm-hmm. If you want to, we don't mind. Well, you're going to teach them stuff, teach them that they've got to figure out the difference between the blood and the body. The blood, the meat and potatoes, the meat and the blood. Divide that.
Uh-huh.
One deals with the meat, the other deals with the blood. And that's if the heart of the matter is a matter of the heart. That's not changed. That's not changed. But what the heart's working with is everything. And those are the key codes that you're prescribing that allow the human body to respond. People have these problems, and they're well enough to complain about them. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good goddamn disease when I live long enough to complain about. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So now what happens is then they have to find a way to overcome it. And they don't do that in their mind. They think they do it in their mind, but they don't. If the heart's right, it'll overcome it. The body will recover itself if you'll just stop getting in its way. You'll stop overcompensating for the meat sack body and get out of its way, it'll take care of itself. There's no reason for you to ever be sick, ever, for any reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Bob's like, that's where Bob puts the line. He's like, I'm not going to hurt. Carolyn, it hurts. No, Carolyn. No, here's the best one. Carolyn, it might hurt. Do something. Do something before it hurts. I don't want to hurt. I don't want no hurt. No hurt whatsoever. I'm not going to do that. It might hurt. Nope, not doing it. No. And so he compensates for that. And it's working. We can't fuss. It's working out okay.
Okay, you started saying the RNA drops change the way the globulins and the codons in the body work. But then you got to talking about the blood. So
that's
where do the globulins?
Globulins. Okay, okay. The way, when you spin out, doing pheresis, the process of pheresis where you spin out the white blood cells out of whole plasma, that separation, that's a process where you have to add a condition to shift the way the plasma is held together. All right?
Mm-hmm.
When the codons are adjusted correctly, you will no longer be able to spin out white blood cells. They do that for, like, leukemia patients that need the white blood cells, and you can donate them, like in pheresis. That's a fine thing. Nothing wrong with that. But in an ascended body, you won't be able to spin that out. We've talked about that in little dots and little dots over the past. It won't spin out. That's the new blood type. Now, here's what happens. Here's the benefit. Here's the benefit. The benefit of that is that the body's going to respond in kind. Okay? And you're going to drop this we don't know how to say it. Let's say it nice. people who are morbidly obese, if they were ascended, they couldn't be obese. You couldn't eat enough, because it's not about what you put in your mouth that messes you up. It's what comes out of your mouth most typically. So we're softening that just a little bit. But once you hit that leveled out, it won't ever be a direction of don't eat this and don't eat that. It's to eat everything. Eat everything. Eat everything. As often as much as you like. Delight yourself. And what you'll find is within your balance, and your balance is right, you'll be sated and you won't want more. You know, it's like when Bob picks something, a fruit is your apples. Okay, here's an apple, Bob. No, I need 27 apples. Bob, why do you need 27 apples? They're good. You don't need 27. You need one. Why can't you just have one? No, I'm gonna eat them, but they're gone. You know how Bob does. But it doesn't have any effect because he's hit a point, whatever that point is. Now, he can go a month and never eat another apple. No problem.
Mm-hmm.
Then when it hits him, that's what he goes with, because he doesn't have any regard to any problem with that activated position. And guess what? So far, it's had a very limited negative effect on his meat fat. So we have to argue for that limitation, that it's okay up to a point, that he doesn't give any regard to it regardless. It could be ice, sugar, sacks of sugar, and for him it wouldn't be any different. Oh, that's good. That's tasty. Oh, that's tasty. Let's get some more. Oh, that's tasty. Let's get some more. Or then you give him something that's actually good for him. I don't like that. It doesn't taste good. See, and it's just, that's our Bob. You know how Bob is. But anyway, the fun of that is that he only responds to that which his body adapts to. Okay? He's very good at that part. He's very good. Because you can say, I'm not cooking next week. He'd say, okay. He wouldn't say nothing.
Yeah.
He really wouldn't say, he really wouldn't say too much. I mean, you'd, after the second day, you'd be like, come on now, here's a piece of meat. Eat that. Okay, I like
that. Exactly.
But he don't care. He'd
been there.
He wouldn't. Yeah, he wouldn't care. Now, you can't punish him with that, because he's like, I don't want to. I'm good. Thank you. I'm good. Yeah. But now, the good news is that's an example. That's an example of how his meat sack body is responding to the new alchemy. The new alchemy. It's starting that process. Now, we didn't say it was perfected yet. And don't get him grumpy. Don't get him hangry. You know, when he's hangry, you know when that is. He'll get us all angry, aggravated, because he's being sharp for no reason. He just needs low. So that's understandable. But the balance then becomes is how to increase the veracity. And that's what the next thing that's going to start happening with the meat sack, with the ascending ones. That's what Bert's having trouble with now. He can't get used to it. It's a little odd for him. He's another one that's right on the money. As far as where
but
you're supposed to be.
But increasing the veracity, how does that word play?
Yeah, the veracity of being able to actuate ascended cells as opposed to little man cells. So I have to have dessert. I have to have meat. I have to have three meals. I have to have three hots and a cot. I have to have sleep. I have to have water. I have to have juice. I have to have fill in the blank. You don't have to have any of that. None of that's necessary really at all. What has to happen is that your cells have to be able to respond, and whatever input it takes for those to respond at that strata or level is the new alchemy. Now, in Nostradamus, they go through those details pretty clearly, and he actually lays it out for Catherine de' Medici, but that's neither here nor there. We touched on it also when we were playing with the Emerald Tablets, but see, that was such a flip-flop thing. Nobody ever got anything out of it. The words are there, though. Somebody want to pick, you want to pick through them. They're there. It's no problem. But the thing of it is we're not trying to make you become angelic. We're trying to make you think the way the angels see you. If we could let you know how the angels see you, all this would be a dim and faint memory because you wouldn't have to deal with it anymore.
Yeah.
See, that's why they have a little bit of the advantage over a many. They don't have an advantage over you. They're scared shitless of you. They're scared to death. They are mortally afeared of you because you've been so simple and you've been so soft and you've been so easy and you haven't been taking any prisoners. And you're not been trying to take, you're not trying to kill nobody. You're not trying to undo anything. That was your email. That was your email. That being was your email.
I heard it. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay,
It wasn't somebody coming out, going out.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
That is correct. So that's
I'm quitting that's my email.
No, you don't have to. It's okay. You don't have to do that. You don't have to. Honey, things happen. That's not a problem. We're just making sure that it's clear because Bob should have gotten the email saying that it was secure before. But they did break in. They did break in last time.
Yeah.
But they probably won't be. They probably won't be doing that again. We'll just see how that goes. It's kind of fun. Kind of fun after a little bit. Okay. What's your next question?
Bert said to you, Ion, you said that a particular quark would help isolate the three new amino acids. Can
quark,
you expand on this, please? Quark.
Yes.
You said a particular quark.
Mm-hmm.
So is that the case?
It is the case.
And
it is, the
is there something we should know about that? Is that a CERN quark that is affecting the three new amino acids?
No. It's not that. No. No, wait, slow down. That is an example, but don't use that as your example. Don't use that as your example. You see, because it doesn't apply.
Okay.
All right. Okay, you gotta picture this way. You have to go
Sicily, 1920.
Yeah. Neutron star. Let's see if we can do it with. Now, let's just do it this way. This is easier. We love it. It's so much fun. There you go. So, now, what's going to happen is that you're going to find out about this, about what to do for the quark star. That's what we're talking about. And that's the issue. Because, see, it's a subatomic particle. And it takes three of them to make up a proton or a neutron. And so this particular sense of a lowest energy in the particle is that shift that changed the astrophysics position of whether it is or whether it's not. Now, some of that you're seeing play out right here, right now. Okay? They've raided Mar-a-Lago. Oh, my God, they've raided Mar-a-Lago. And everything that was there was already unsealed or not the secret identity or whatever they're called. He has to be able to do that. Okay, so now they have a thing. We're going to put him in jail because we're going to put him in jail. Which everybody already knew they were going to put him in jail. He was already given that he was going to be put in jail. It's not going to be him, and so they can run their little thing. Then they're going to get part of the thing back because the quarks runs into this place that he's got to be guilty. We just got to find the evidence. We know he's guilty. He's going to be found guilty. We just need to find some goddamn evidence. So this is the example. So if you got the neutron star at 1.1 times the sun's mass, that would be enough to move something that's denser than the reality that you're dealing with right now. You see, it's in your inbox. You can look.
Okay.
Now you can have the details, so you can pan through. You can pan through and go, oh. So it refers to that, because what we do is we give you the words, but we didn't give you that. They don't give you the capacity of how it connects to what we're talking about. So good.
Yeah. Wow. Quark star. Good grief.
Mm-hmm. And so that'll help that conversation, which is pertinent, but it's different than what you're saying.
I see. Well, it's almost like the changing environment on all levels has got to be part of these three new amino acids. It just makes sense.
Of course, because they can't be otherwise. Why haven't they been already? Why have they not been there already? And we go, we say, they have. We say they have.
Uh-huh.
They go, where? Uh-huh. They go right there in front of your very eyes.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Question. Do aliens also want the salt from our tears like the angels do?
No. Theirs is different. Theirs is different. They see salt as alkaline. Do you see salt as alkaline? Do you see salt as alkaline?
I've never pH'd it.
Ah.
Never.
Well, you normally see salt as an acid, right?
Mm-hmm.
Typically. Mm. They don't.
Okay. So that's
so fine. Therefore, they're going to... No. No. They're going to favor little men who aren't full of their salt. They're going to favor little men who aren't full of their salt. And they're going to support the Duffy Doodle Doo world of communism or Mao Zedongisms or something.
Interesting.
Which is silly, which is very silly, but still pertinent. It's silly, but it's pertinent.
Yeah, but it's another designation, another, deciding factor. Okay,
it's the difference between quarks and gluons. Gluons.
I'll look that up.
Okay.
I think. Between quarks and gluons. Stick-ons.
Yeah,
okay,
G-L-U-O-N-S.
Once the stop codons are replaced with our three amino acids, will there be no more codons?
No, the codons will be reconnected. They'll be connected. They'll land. The codons won't be the end. It will land.
Okay. So they don't really... I had another question. Is that why little man starts dying? But
that's not because of that. What that's because of, that's because the cellular strata lays down that the oxidized cells become non-replicatable. And so then you wither.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Eatable and wither.
Mm-hmm.
How do you keep making 144 double helices if you stop cell production? You've already answered that, actually.
Because you don't. Because you don't.
Yeah.
Because when you don't, because the polymerase stops cutting it off, the mitochondrial process stops when you have a perfect cell. And you don't make any more, you don't make any less. You have those cells forever.
Yeah.
And you don't have to replicate them, nor do you have to slough those off. So then if there is something smaller than a quark or smaller than a proton, which would be 2.4 trillion times as small as a grain of sand. Give you a little idea of perspective here. You won't have to change anything. It'll be already perfect.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of like your toenails. Mm-hmm. You know, you have perfect toenails.
Bob
likes your toenails. They are amazing. I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy. Nobody has perfect toenails like that. But your cells naturally, even though they grow and they do their thing, but you have perfect toenails, and they are replaced perfectly. Well, once they settle, you won't have to do that anymore, and they'll just be perfect toenails forever. Good. And it doesn't matter what you do to them. I mean, you can be rough with it, and they're still perfect. It's crazy.
Yeah. Okay, here we go. Tar babies would have to be precluded in the water from the pericardial fluid.
Yeah.
And, I think I've asked this before. And what amino acids does the lamb's blood have? How does all this relate to the three-stop codon? So, yeah, I don't think we can go there yet because we don't have the third amino acid.
Yes, right? You do, but you do have it. Don't worry about that. But we don't want to muck things up a little bit because they're after your words. They want you.
Okay.
What's happening, they want more of you than you're willing to give them, and we're going to protect you from them a little bit just because you're more valuable. You're more valuable than all that. And you understand.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you know this or not, but you're more valuable. That's why you've become kind of isolated, secluded, safe on purpose.
Yeah.
There's a divine reaction to this that's killing you because you don't want to do it. You'd much rather take the shovel and start digging the ditch. Get out of my way. Mm-hmm. I know how to do this. FDA, fuck you. I know what to do. No.
Mm-hmm.
Calm down. Just go plant turmeric. You'll be all right. Oh, plant turmeric.
I know.
Interrupted.
Yes, Bob.
What you say they are after, Carolyn, who's they? You just mean the FDA or other people?
Everybody. Everybody. Everything. She's the only thing that's got the answer. Anything that's trying to figure out what that is, they don't want her to be eradicated. They got to shut her up.
Anybody figures that out, they don't want Carolyn eradicated. They support Carolyn.
They don't know. They want Carolyn to be hushed, whatever that means. If it's eradication, they don't care, whatever that costs.
Uh-huh.
It's cheap.
Okay.
Her words are the answer.
Yeah. They can't talk about me unless you're A3. Is there a classification for talking about Carolyn?
We'll see.
But
okay.
She is on people's minds as much as I am, in reference to the UFOs for me.
What is proteasomal degradation that attenuates cell toxicity?
Got it. Okay, the inside of the cell, if you turn it inside out, kind of like all right, it would be an example of a molar pregnancy. You know what a molar pregnancy is? You know what a molar pregnancy is? Most people don't, but you know what it is. That cell that doesn't make a baby. It is a baby, but it doesn't make a baby. All of the imprint is there, but it doesn't form into a zygote or a what you call fetus. So that's the best example of it, is a molar pregnancy. Most of the time you have that in another world, but that's the best working example because you know exactly what that is. And you go, oh, okay. So the only way to fix that is a DNC.
Yeah. So that's what you're saying is the new perfect cell.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It certainly is. It certainly is because, it won't make anything, but it is. It is. How can a perfect thing not be a thing? It becomes an unthing. Oh, I had an unbaby. Oh, we're expecting an unbaby. I have an unbaby.
Wow.
How do you do that?
is he explaining the womb closing effect, Carolyn?
No. It's a different reference. It's an example of the aberration within whole plasma. Of how the cells degradate. Well, I can't even say it. Why would you want to do it? Degradate can't even say it. Why would you want to do it? It would
degradation.
Degradation. Can't even say it. So the degradation becomes the example of how the little man's going to fall. That's death is sure, one way or the other. And so that degradation is the fall, what you call the fall of Western civilization. Or that's what Judah Ben-Hur said, but that's all we need to go with.
Okay, so...
that may be your best question ever, dear. As far as questions go, that was a good one. That was a good one.
Right. So,
how about your Southern Company? How about your Southern Company? Isn't that exciting?
I don't care. I care.
$79. $79 a share. And you're going to say, next thing you're going to say, I want to buy some more. Make it be $40. I honor him. Like, ah.
A game. Make it be $40 a game. Okay, so let's look at this proteismal degradation in terms of ascended and little man. Because you're saying.
Hey, Kim, I have a question about that. Before you go into it, you didn't evoke Ian to say that phrase. Bert or somebody did, Carol?
Ian a while back said something about proteasomal degradation attenuates cell toxicity, so I'm picking up on it, that's all.
Yeah, so I'm thinking someone evoked it, and they might have asked what it is, and Ian wouldn't tell. Is that because you have to tell Carol first, Ian?
No, we don't mind. We can hide it in front of them, too. That's not the point. But we want to make sure that we have Carolyn's undivided attention. So if Carolyn's interested in something, then we're going to develop it until she's satisfied. But she's going to get it, whereas somebody else may not get that much attention. Do you see what I mean? Carolyn matters. Not everybody does.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well,
the topic comes up, and Bert asks about
can't
it, and you don't
that.
Say much. But
can't
then
say
you
that.
Wait.
Sometimes
yeah,
we'll
I know.
Tell Bert.
Then you'll
Sometimes
wait.
We'll tell Bert.
Yeah, right. Then you'll wait until Carolyn asks about it, and then she'll get a lot more than anybody got, what you're saying.
That's correct. And then it's developed, and then she's got the upper hand. So then when other words are said, she is copiously taking notes every single time. And you think she's not even listening. She's taking notes. She's putting this thing together because she knows this is the next claim to fame. She got this, Bob. She got the assignment. She got the assignment, Bob.
The next claim to fame. You mean the next means to become famous?
Of course.
The next answer. Right. Now,
the next protease inhibitor.
Right.
You better get ahead of the monkeypox. Better get ahead of the monkeypox, honey.
Yeah.
You
so
know, they're making all the gay boys in Washington get a monkeypox vaccine.
Well, what is a monkeypox vaccine? Who's the monkeypox doctor? You go into the ID doc. Let's go to the infectious disease doctors and see if we can get considered for monkeypox. Come on now. This is crazy.
Oh,
This is nothing other than Fauci playing his little shit again like normal. You know that.
Yeah.
And Carol, these are people in Washington government? In the government, they have to do it?
Doesn't matter. She's talking about people who have lascivious living, Bob, where they have too many
sexual partners.
Yeah, but she
said in Washington.
Partners.
Why in Washington, Carol?
Well, that's where it's the worst.
Chandler Wallace, our research guy told us about this.
It's occurring the most.
Carolyn, who and why in Washington? What are you doing in Washington to get this sentence?
Dr. Taylor Wallace told us, me and Ginny the other day, that they're telling gay men in Washington, D.C. that they should get a monkeypox vaccine because they're at risk.
Who's telling them?
The CDC, government, Biden, whatever.
People,
and it's
boys
not
are
publicly
heaven.
Known.
Boys are heaven.
It's not
boys
publicly
are
known.
Heaven.
You had to be heard from Taylor.
Yeah, but he's heard it on his network. Google it while I'm finishing up this question. This is my last question. It's very important, most important question ever. And, of course, you butt in with your purple-ass-kissing manner.
Purple-ass monkeypox-lace conversation. Throw salt on him, Carolyn. Throw salt on him. You should have done it the other day. Throw salt on him. See what he does.
But
let's see what he does.
That's what Lot's wife had to put up with, and look what happened to her.
That's true. Fair enough.
Okay,
fair enough.
So personal degradation, one look at it, it relates to little man and the ascended, because like you're saying, proteasmal degradation in the ascended is like a molar pregnancy, and it's a beautiful cell and it'll live forever.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
In the little man, it's going to kill them, right?
Correct. Well, they aren't alive. They actually aren't alive.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the words about proteasmal degradation for Bob. Proteasmal degradation pathways play a central role in regulating a variety of protein functions by controlling not only their turnover, but also the physiological behavior of the cell. This makes it an attractive target for the pathogens, especially viruses, which rely on the host cellular machinery for their propagation and pathogenesis. So does that mean that, is there some viral component to creating these perfect cells?
Of course. Everything is viral sooner or later.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
So are these perfect cells that we ascending are making pulling in some RNA from viruses to help?
It goes back to the protease, of course. And then what's going to happen is you get adjusted. What adjusts is that you know this by gauging the CD4. When you're doing the CD4, you do it with that.
Yeah. Okay. So this viral epidemic is part of the ascending process.
Of course.
Wow.
Of course. This is the whole condition. This is the exact.
Wow.
This is the reason that you got no. Okay. Now, in Bob's defense, this is what's for. No one's listening to Bob. No one's listening to Bob. No one's listening to Bob. Well, now all of a sudden, everybody's listening to Bob because they're like, God damn, this crazy man has lost his nuts. He's lost his nutsack, and now he's being right. He's so right that now they're starting to listen to him. They're starting to pay attention to him. So this has caused the impotent response. They have no choice now.
Yeah. I mean,
Bob didn't get righter. Everybody just went down the toilet. He's the last man standing. That's the only difference. It's not that he's done anything better than he ever did. We're not really impressed with all that. But everything else failed.
Wow.
Pretty sad way to win the race. Everybody else, all the other horses in the race fell over dead, and he's the last one to lop over the finish line. So that's rich, isn't it?
So you say it goes back to the protease and to
inhibitor.
Adjust for it. So inhibitor, yeah. So the viral pandemic is part of ascension. Does it provide?
Turn or burn.
Does it provide some genetic material for ascension?
Yes. Turn or burn. That's exactly right. The burn part is what's going to happen when the oxygen is replete in the atmosphere. Then you're going to learn.
Yeah.
Then you're going to have no choice but to learn to live without oxygen.
So turn.
You have no choice.
We have
up
to turn
up to
our...
that point. Up to turn. Mm-hmm. You're right. We're ahead of you. We're ahead of you.
You're all totally ahead of me. So we turn ourselves into ascended beings, and if we don't, we burn because of no oxygen.
Because you're resistant. You're resistant to the obvious condition. It's like anxiety. It's like an anxiety thing. Where you have what they call a panic. You can die of a panic attack, for God's sake.
Yeah.
You can die of a panic attack. But it's the same song, different verse. Now what happens is you forced yourself into a position where there's no other way out. So now there's no choice.
So,
and that's what we said, do
right.
it any way you want to. I don't want to ascend. Okay, just chill. Be all right. Relax. It'll get so bad.
Now,
you will soon or not.
Right. So I've asked you several times, and you give me a metaphor. So let me go
yes.
back. Does the
okay.
virus provide some genetic material for ascension? Yes or
yes.
no?
Yes. Mononucleic
Bob.
Acid.
Bobby.
What? Mononucleic acid. What, Carol?
Mono. This is awesome. This is very cool.
She's hit.
Why'd you say
that?
That
virus.
She's like Joe DiMaggio. She's hitting home runs, Bob.
Hitting home runs, Bob.
What is it, Carol?
The virus, the pandemic, is part of the ascension process because it provided nuclear material for our ascending bodies.
Mm-hmm. How did people get it? Did they have to get COVID? Did they have to get vaccinated? How'd they get it?
No. It's the example of what to do. They had to have that as an experience. Do you remember, Carolyn, were you dreaming when you were asking about Cobalt 60? Or was that real?
I don't know.
Cobalt 60. Write down Cobalt 60. Because you made a big to-do about it the other night. And you were,
I see.
Got everybody to put the whole house on their ear. Cobalt 60. So if you didn't, you need to.
Yes,
okay,
exactly.
Bob, hey, Carolyn, what are you saying? You're saying, how did people get this nuclear stuff? By injection or when they got the COVID virus?
Neither.
Probably
the
when they
system,
got the virus?
This influenza, the blue flu, blew through, and they found out that the human body, the human strata, couldn't overcome it. Okay? A la, kiska say, COVID. Just like the Spanish flu. It blew through, and then you had to build an immunity to it. And how you build an immunity to it is that you have to fight. Well, in the fighting process, you had leftover particulate that was useful in the deconstruction or decontamination of the immune system, protease inhibitors' ability to fight and condition the CD4 into a place where that your undetectable load could not be enough COVID to take your life. Then you subtract oxygen from that conversation, and now, bless God, we own something now. Mm-hmm. Carolyn did it. We like it. That's why we blamed you for it to start with, because you're going to be the queen. Paula Deen's the butter queen, and you're going to be the ascension queen. Carolyn Deen, the queen of ascension. That is nice.
And then, Bob, when people were put on respirators and given extra oxygen, it totally overkilled them. It was overkill.
Yeah. Well, what happened is the body responded to the poison, which was the oxygen. That's right.
Wow.
They were vented. They put them on a vent. Mm-hmm. Yep. Intubation.
That's what, when you called me from Walter Reed about Trump, and I said, do not let him go on a respirator. That was
correct.
My battle cry. That was very interesting.
Correct.
Look at that.
He wouldn't have lived. He would not have, couldn't have lived through it.
Right. No. His chest, he had such a big chest, he would have been, over killed.
And they were trying to do that. When J.W. was in the Walter Reed Center that night, somebody wanted to put that on him.
They had him on 20 liters of oxygen anyway, which is enough to kill a horse.
But our products kept him going?
Correct. Ivermectin and the zinc and the silver cut it so that it didn't stop his lungs with fluid. Because what it does is it stops your lungs with fluid.
And there were people in the room who were supposed to kill him, and he survived, and they were shocked that he survived. Did they figure out why?
Still, and so Liz Cheney's still upset about that herself, yes.
Now, I don't... I'm looking up mononuclear acid. Do you mean mononucleic?
We said nucleic. We didn't say mononuclear. We said mononucleic. We did.
And thank you. Now, there are nucleic acids, but there. Do you mean instead of deoxyribonucleic, you mean ribonucleic, which is the monoxo?
It applies that way, but only in the essence of a quark.
Okay.
You can't reach it there otherwise. Or so you can see it, but you can't find it. You can find it, but you can't place it. You can place it, but you can't spin a tail on it. So that's how that goes for now.
Yeah, so that's because it's RNA, and RNA and viruses are pretty obscure. You can't see it, right?
Typically, yeah. That won't hold for all days, but for today it holds perfect. It's great, you know, but it won't hold for always, so we have to be careful with the word. You know what I mean? We don't want to say words and then say, you said so-and-so and so-and-so. We don't want to do all that. So it's not going to hold forever, but it's holding, but it'll hold the line right now, at least this side of the Eastern Gate.
Yeah. Because my question was, does the virus provide some genetic material for ascension? You said mononucleic acid, and now we're refining that. Do you mean RNA from the viruses? And you said, you know, perhaps, or more bigger than a perhaps. Okay.
For now.
For now.
Because that's the only way you can wrap your head around it. You've got to wrap your head around it, because now these viruses are fixing to change everything. Because remember all these people, Bob's mad as hell because people ain't dead enough. There's not enough deaths, and Bob's just very cross with the whole thing. Bob's very cross with the whole thing that more people aren't dead already. We should be composting humans already, and we're not. So something's wrong. Something's messed up here. Well, you're coming into that window now where there's nothing else left. But now, it looks like if there is a midterm, it's going to change the whole outlook. So you have to be careful with your business motto, because you may have to change that. You may have to change that. So just hold. If you hold on for another little bit, make your decisions on a short-term basis, like a quarter.
Exactly.
Like a quarter, like a quarter. And then look at it again. Yeah. Don't make big, long-term decisions, because all this ain't going to last like that. It's not going to last, because you still have more inflation, because there's tons and tons and tons and tons of cash that hasn't been spent yet. And when it's spent, it's going to further devalue the increase the inflation. And then
I
with
know,
the new
they're
money.
They're sending out more checks. Well, they're sending out more checks now.
That's fine.
Yeah, we're not ordering more products really to speak of. We've cut back on expenses, et cetera. So it looks good. I'm happy.
Just for a second until it catches up, because the next thing you know, then it's going to be the other way, and it's going to be like, oh, my God, we can't get product fast enough.
You mentioned 88 days. Is that 88 days to midterms?
Correct. I think midterms are 100 days, but if you can make it through 88 days, we'll call it a day.
So the 88 days you mentioned, that was more of a business thing, just to hold tight for 88 days. And
that's
correct. I'm not, got it. Okay. Not the midterms, but then you mentioned the midterms. If they occur, which is interesting for you to say that. So... Mm-hmm. I will turn it over to
Carol.
Bob now.
No. Wait a minute.
Yes.
Wait a minute. It summarized what the pandemic did. Did people get the ascension virus, get something ascending from the shots or the COVID? Or
neither.
Something else.
Something else.
You know what that is, Carol? Did you learn what that was?
Yes. This influenza made people realize that the body couldn't overcome it. They had to build their own immunity by fighting. In the fight, you had leftover particulates as part of the immune system particulates that could affect the protease inhibitors, change our CD4, and then with the oxygen depletion, that created this next step that we're in.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty complicated. Okay. So you're saying people, well, who failed to ascend? How did you know someone failed
the
to ascend?
People that died. The people that
died.
That
did.
Were they killed?
Exactly.
Did they hold it, Ian? Did they die because they didn't understand what to do? They didn't have the right attitude? Or the vaccine killed them?
What's the difference?
No, the vaccine
What's
could
the
do
difference?
It. If you didn't take the vaccine,
What's
if you didn't
difference?
Have the vaccine,
What's
you could
difference?
Have. Listen, here's the difference. If you didn't take the vaccine, you would survive, even if you didn't have
Maybe.
The right attitude.
No, mm-hmm. no, they. No, it's a. It sounds like it's about the attitude. It's about, are mm-hmm. you going to fight this and trust mm-hmm. your ascending body to keep you healthy, or are you going to say, oh, I'm so scared, I'm so scared, I'm going to die, I'm going to die. They die. I'm so scared, I'm so scared, I'm going to take a vaccine that's going to help me, and then they die. So it's all yeah. about you letting your body fight it.
Yeah.
Right. Now, I said, did I?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead,
go ahead, Bob.
Go ahead.
No. We were trying to be clear. Carolyn, exactly. It is 1,984 hours, 119,094 minutes, or 7,146,560 seconds until November the 8th of 2022, which is 82 days. But your marker is not 82 days. Your marker is 88 days. It'll take that long for this to swing.
And
okay,
so I don't know what that relates to then. The 82 days, who
days.
Does that?
82 days is the time to the midterms. If there is one, that has nothing
yeah.
to do with 88 days, which is going to have
yeah.
to let all this land, so you can now have some surety that everything's going to be different. Because there's a lot of things that are going to happen between then and there. And that's what Bob knows.
Wow.
Bob's going to go into that because he'll pick it to death. You know, Bob's like a sore. He's going to pick it till it bleeds, no question. And we like that. We ain't mad about that. That's good. But what happens now is it's going to get opened to a place to where we can go, oh, we're not having the O's right yet. But we got to have some O's for this to apply.
What are O's? Mm-hmm. People going, oh?
Like,
oh,
you didn't say oh, or uh-oh. So there's some O's about the X's and O's. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, so you were saying the numbers, the increasing number of people dying didn't happen the past year. That's
yet.
Being held back.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yes.
Okay. The other thing was when you say that the COVID or this pandemic and all that it was helped people ascend or created the opportunity to ascend, that's where Carolyn and our product caused this to happen as four horsemen of the apocalypse. And that's where the service of us being the four horsemen is what you were explaining. It helped people ascend. Right?
Okay.
We help you. You said we're the four horsemen. So we're the
you
four
are.
Horsemen is on the good side of it is what you explained. The RNA drops got
yes.
mutated to mRNA over China, and then that caused the pandemic, which forced people to ascend. The
yes.
four horsemen yes. is forces people to ascend.
Well,
that's never
because
been said.
You know other, you have no other choice. That's the rub. There's no choice. And that's what we said from the beginning. You can only ascend or die. But this is amping
yeah.
it up to a position where you now are going to be able to make a good choice really quickly.
Yeah, and you just said the boss is going to pick apart what's going to happen in the next 88 days, right?
Yeah,
we're going to go into those details. So, Carolyn, see, here's the question Carolyn doesn't ask.
That's too fun.
Okay, Ion, the night that they tried to kill Trump, which was October 2nd or 3rd, it was a Friday night. He went in on Thursday.
Yep.
Friday night was a crisis. Then Jada was there Friday night. And then, what's his name? Oscar shows up in the morning and says, Bob's okay. Were there people on the island ready to take me out? And Oscar was watching, watching those people?
Yeah. No, he wasn't there watching, but he had eyes watching you.
Right, and watching the people. Did he have? Was he able to see the people who were sneaking around going to do it? Could he see them?
Yes. You better call D. Christian Murdy and see how that works out. What happens then.
Who is D. Christian Murdy? Who's D. Christian?
The
UG Christian
the
Murdy?
Is the
UG.
Other one.
UG, mm-hmm. the comic one, the rebel one.
The rebel, mm-hmm. Without a clause. Yes. Rebel without a clause.
And who taped all him that's on YouTube, Carol? Who taped D. Christian Murdy? Bob Carr. He's the one who made all the videos that are on the web.
Sure did.
That's the importance of Bob Carr. He's involved with D. Christian Murdy. Yeah, so that's an importance. That's why you highlight him, Maya, right? Because he worked with D. Christian Murdy. Yeah. Oh,
make it.
The geckos enjoy when they leap about and fly through the air. Do they like that?
They
do they feel it? Do they care?
Do. They do.
It looks like they're happy, Carol. They're leaping about.
Uh-huh. Yeah. You really want to have some fun, take them a piece of ice. They go ape shit over ice. Take a piece of ice and lay it down. They'll attack it. They love it.
Okay. Are geckos non-physical? I think you said a good chunk of nature is non-physical.
Most of it is. It's not beast-driven. Things that aren't mammals, especially.
Ah, mammals tend to be physical, not non-physical. Oh,
correct.
Okay. So, all right. So then, talking about Bob and what was that little point there? Carolyn was indifferent.
Geckos like ice. Elvis is not doing good. Let's see.
Why
Gina
why,
Lola
why is
Brigida had a nice. Gina Lola Brigida got a new corset. She's doing good.
Right. Is she one who didn't die? I have to look her up.
Not yet.
Rumored to.
Not yet. Not yet.
Okay.
Now you're waiting on them to arrest Trump, for Pete's sake. Who in the hell would have calculated that? Who's going to calculate that? How's that going to work? So. You got a lot of
upside
down stuff that you're dealing with.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to go into now. So Trump knows he's going to be arrested?
Well, it's not going to be Trump. It's going to be a stand-in. It won't be him. He's safe.
Yeah, so he's prepared. Did he prepare or did others prepare him for this?
Others prepared him. Others prepared him for it. He wanted to come to your bunker. He wanted to come to your bunker, and he was told to pound salt. If you can't, if you own the cattle of 1,000 golf courses, then you can get your own bunker. You're not getting Bob and Karen's because Bob is clean, and you're not. You eat Kentucky Fried Chicken. Bob does not eat Kentucky Fried Chicken, so we're not doing that. You're not going in there with that vulgar eating habits that you have. You have crumbs on the floor and nastiness, and we're not going to have that. So get your own. But he asked
right.
for it.
Right. And he heard about our bunker because listening to our show, that's how he knows about the bunker.
But that and we don't want to say it.
Does he know where our bunker is?
He's the president of the United States.
He knows that others are looking after having a double, or is it a clone that's replacing him?
Double.
That's going to be arrested.
This is just a double.
Yeah.
This is just a double.
The doubles have been used already a lot.
Sometimes. We got to keep him safe, Bob. They do anything. If Liz Cheney would kill herself to kill Trump, my God, what else? What are people willing to do, Bob? I mean, this is unbelievable.
Right.
They're like, I'm going to die as long as Trump's not president, whatever that means. Good God. Is it that serious? Okay. I'm glad you told us. We didn't know.
Well, they know it's serious because he is going to reveal a lot. The deep state secrets will fall out.
He's not going to reveal a lot. He's going to undo it. He didn't realize how much of the swamp he was going to have to drain. So,
right.
And
so,
you should say noted.
So so he knows about the doubles, and he knows that they'll arrest the double. He knows all that.
Yeah.
Okay, so
it's all planned.
What will he
do? That's all planned. That's all planned. Every inch of that is scheduled. And it should have actually already happened, but now they're going to drag it out another week. Like you said, that this has got to happen quick. And then he's like, no, it's going to take a while. But then they'll do something and then drag it out, and they'll do something and drag it out. And then when it gets to this the esophageal crunch, that's when you can go to New Zealand. So we'll just ride it out. You guys got to ride it out. Carolyn's right. Ride it out.
Yeah, but
you
you're saying I only have to ride it out for 2 more weeks. September,
at
it
least.
Gets hot.
At
yeah.
Least.
So
yeah.
What?
Yeah.
At least, what would that be, Carolyn? At least that amount. But it could be more than that.
To,
it could be a lot.
We just have to see. We just have to see, because maybe you can pop over. Maybe they'll pop over and bring New Zealand to you. That's been considered. That has been considered.
Right. Right. So, but that is it. Would the press conference be so dramatic that it would upset politics and things? Is that
it would?
Oh,
it has. Fuck, it has. Not would it? It has. Are you nuts?
No, that's a good point. Ever since 2 years ago, whenever you assigned me this thing and started talking about it, the A3 level knows about it, and that Putin got killed, and Putin's aliens started
jumping on
Ukraine,
stuff, and now they're. Now they're fixing to blow up nuclear power plants just to really show, well, by God, I'll show them Southerners, I'll blow up a nuclear power plant, I'll show them. It's like, come on now, it's not that serious.
Oh, okay, so we're in the middle of it. That's pretty interesting. Now,
you're in the thick of it. You're in the thick of it.
Right. And when Coldplay is revealed in some form, I had said that would lead to World War III. But we're in World War III. The Coldplay's kind of been revealed. Whatever I was waiting for 10 years, we're in it now. That's the exciting part, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I assume it gets more intense.
Did we say something about Cobalt 60? I think we said something about Cobalt 60, didn't we? What about
last
that?
Night.
Just Carolyn had a session. You might have been napping, Bob. You might have been napping. It might not have been something important. So, yeah, Cobalt 60.
So the mob, the TikTok, Twitter mob, it's pretty hard, no matter how powerful you are or send it, to resist that socially.
Yeah. It's so delicious. It's so delicious. It's like a moth to the flame. It's like you and Facebook, Bob. There's just no end how far you're willing to go.
Yeah, but the at a certain point it backfires on you. You're saying the mob takes over, and now you're constricted. Now you're gone.
You don't want to be exposed. That's all we're saying. You just don't want to be exposed. Then you don't have to give any answers. Then you don't have to give any questions. And then you don't have to be involved in it.
Be part of it.
You are already, Bob. You stopped media colleges. You stopped all colleges. You gun-did money. You set up the FEMA cramps. Poor Walmart. The Sam Walton family is going bankrupt, having to convert all their Walmarts into FEMA cramps. Now, right now, for Pete's sake, Hillary Clinton's doubles are now eating babies just in a tribunal response. It's the most silliest thing you've ever seen in your life. I mean, it's just crazy what they're doing. It's insanity, the reality that is being done. Rosalind's 95, Bob. You look good. You look good as she does, Rosalind.
Rosalind Carter. Yeah,
Rosalind. Yeah, she's 95.
Okay.
She's doing good. She looks like you, Bob.
I'll be
she's hot.
In the rehearsal. Yeah, just a minute. When you said she's hot, right? She's hot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. She's like you, Bob. She's hot.
All right, I just want to say I was very impressed with you talking to Greg, and he was asking you what director made this record or this music, and you knew all the names.
Uh-huh.
You just know the names. Faster than looking it up on Wikipedia. Was Greg impressed with that and the rest of them?
He's stunned. What's happening now is he's starting to notice that there's no way anybody, even if you had a staff doing it for you, you couldn't do it fast enough. And it just happened to be we're very precise to pick his wheelhouse, that we would pick comic relief from Canadians, from other Canadians, that he would actually know firsthand and what they worked on and what they did and la 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 la. It's a
little shocking.
Yeah,
he's the one to show off in front of. Yeah. Yeah, he's the one who knows all that stuff, and then he has to test you and you pass. It affected him a bit.
Yeah, and so so for your standard, he becomes the foil because everybody else is looking at it. That maybe looking like, God damn, this non-physical knows it put Duffy Doodle Doo's dick in the dirt. So what now? What you gonna do? Because he's the one that's supposed to be the sober one. He's the one supposed to be together. He's the one supposed to have all the answers. And he's trying to ask all the right questions. Because this just doesn't add up. This is not adding up. I don't know what's really going on here. But there's no way possible that this thing could be coming forth to tell us all the things that we didn't know, that we thought we knew, that we could have known. Like, he knows I have a job that I don't even know about yet. How did I get a job? And he's going to have a job, and he's not going to say nothing. It's going to get kind of fun.
Is he getting a job? Because he needs one? He needs a job.
He's hungry.
He's getting one.
He's hungry. He's hungry.
Okay. So that's great. Have you heard of this? Well, you have heard, but what's your assessment of a new kind of a Mae Brussels person that Sue Bone turned me on to? Kirby Summers. She's very on to the Epstein world and sees that Megan was part of the Epstein world, 10 years ago, long before she met Harry. Is she accurate about that?
She is. That's right. Megan's a dark horse.
Well, a dark horse is someone who's going to do better than you would expect.
Well, we'll see.
Right?
It's a nightmare. She's been a working nightmare for some time now. Bad.
Right. And so she fucked up Prince Andrew, right? Like, they had sex way back there. And, and then she went after, on purpose, went after Prince Harry to nail him.
Of course.
Because she's out to get the queen.
We think Beatrice ought to be queen. Beatrice is cool. She don't have no troubles. That's Andrew's daughter.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I've seen a picture. She's about 22 years old. I know who you mean.
Yeah.
We're dealing with new information. So Kirby Summers, to get the gossip, it's okay to listen to her because she kind of knows what's going on. She's not Alex Jones or something speculating. She knows her stuff. Would you agree, Kirby Summers?
Not necessarily.
Not necessarily. But she's right about Megan being part of the Epstein gang, and that Epstein and Ghislaine were a business, and they blackmailed people, and they did it on behalf of Israeli
intelligence. Well, goddamn, Bob, everybody knows that. You know, I mean, why are you going to go don't go to Twitter? You're going to let Twitter solve it for you, Bob? Come on now. It's not – no, just come on.
Everybody knows that about them. Well, what is Kirby Summers on about? She says people don't know the seriousness of it or something.
They most certainly do. Everybody's had a hot poker run up their hoo-hoo, and now they've got the DNA to prove it. Now they've got the line of sight, and everybody's in on it, and who did what, and where they was, and where they sat on the plane, and here's the logs, and he was on the NOLA gay, and now we got running up here, and this dude I slept with, I had Bill Clinton's sex baby. Here's Bill Clinton's sperm. He's real handy. We got access to that because we got the Monica Lewinsky dress. We can match that up right away. It's real good stuff. So she's telling you all these things of this inside goop that's already gooped. Nothing to go on here.
Okay. I think she was trying to make something.
She's trying to call herself a historian. That means everything that she talks about is already known.
Right.
That's
and she talked about the Dakota house where John and Yoko lived. Was there something strange? Mm-hmm. That's where they filmed Rosemary's Baby, Roman Polanski, those guys, and Mia Farrow.
Yeah, that was hot. That was hot. Rosemary's Baby, that's right. Where they got them to do their doo-doo. Yeah, that was crazy.
Yeah,
the
is there something haunted or aliens in the Dakota or something?
Portals.
Portals. So her main theme would be that Mia Farrow, Walter Bower said this about Peggy Mellon, they're all victims of MKUltra when they're young. Would you agree with that? Something's whammied on them? And so she ends up, Mia ends up marrying Frank Sinatra, the mafia guy, and they don't know it's sort of odd to be doing that if you're a star.
Yeah.
That's a result of the whatever MKUltra is, what they're saying the methods are, it happened to Peggy and everybody on the rich level.
Yeah. Here's what Kirby Summers is trying to be. She's trying to be a Mae Brussel without a newspaper.
Yeah.
Now she's got it worked out that Gloria Steinem was the photograph with Markle, and that closed the loop. She knows what's going on now, and she's been working on it for a couple of years, and nobody's noticed. And then the high society girls and the actresses and their models are all connected. And not all those kids, when they began their association with Epstein, well, Ghislaine Maxwell mostly, they're very young. Not all, however. And then the target of the minor girls that were economically challenged, la, 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 la. He's just talking about all this bullshit, you know. Not impressed.
I mean, it's not true. It's not true that Peggy and them got MK altered.
Well, yeah, it's all the so, but that they did or didn't make any difference. Okay, they did. Okay, they didn't. It doesn't make any difference. She's just telling you about what that everybody else already knows.
Okay.
There's nothing mystic about it. Give us something mystic about it if it's something going on. If you Iona Miller, show us. Let's see your tits. Your Iona Miller, let's see your tits, honey. That's all we said to say.
Okay, so now we try to move into the serious stuff. When Liz Cheney got beat the other night, did she know she was going to get beat?
She didn't get beat. She got massacred. Trump told her, Ed, if you go against me, I'm going to make it my business to make sure that you go out. She's been representing Wyoming for 20 years, Bob. Normally you have to kill them. You have to kill them when they've been in that long. I mean, they're entrenched. Mm. They run something. And so, and then she was the token Republican to impeach him, and then voted to impeach him, and then get rid of him, and then kill him, and then try to kill him. And then they're scheduling a crucifixion for next Tuesday. I don't know if he's going to show up or not. But they're scheduling the crucifixion of Trump next Tuesday, and she's going to sit. She is going to be Pontius Pilate in that conversation. Because then they beat her, and I don't mean whoop her. I mean whoop her 3-1, whoop her. And then she gets up and says, "Okay, I concede. I don't want to be your lone representative anymore for the great state of Wyoming." For fuck's sake, I don't want to do that anymore. She wasn't representing them anyway. And so, but I'm going to do whatever I have to do to make sure before Christ, God, and country that Donald J. Trump is never president again. Now, how's she going to do that? She can't win Wyoming with 300,000 voters in the entire goddamn state. You can't win Wyoming. How the hell are you going to win a presidency? But she decided with vim and vigor that she's going to do whatever she has to do to beat Trump.
No, she already said that she's going to make sure Trump's not going to be president. Are you describing what? Project?
She's going to try to. Yeah. She's going to try to make sure he's not president.
So what is her state of mind? Was she MK altered by Dick Cheney? Her father?
No. She just picked her pony. She just picked her horse. She chose the Don McCain. She chose the Don McLean. She tells the Don McLean, no, John McCain, degradation, the route of degradation, the horse. Yeah, she picked that horse, and she wasn't going to give up with it because she doesn't see that Trump has the impetus, because this swamp that Trump's fixing to drain will negatively affect her goddamn family. The Cheneys are not very clear or pure or good. You saw the commercial when he was on there talking about his daughter. Talked a minute and never blinked one time. He looked like some kind of CGI fuck-up. I mean, it was disgusting.
Would you say that he's an alien? Or you don't want to say that?
Mm-hmm. We don't care. He's a nothing. Doesn't matter. Yeah, whatever you want to call
him. Like the original Dick Cheney isn't around, right? He's gone.
That's correct.
Right.
He was saved with a heart vest from Edwards Life Sciences, and then he expired, and then they've got a better version of him. Well, that's according to Lynn, but you'll have to ask her.
So you're saying Lynn is a bit deluded in her bubble. She doesn't understand the power of Trump. She really doesn't understand.
You're not talking about Lynn. You're talking about Liz.
Oh, yeah, Liz. Yeah, Liz.
Lynn is the mother.
Liz is stupid.
Yeah.
And doesn't understand the power of Trump, right?
Correct.
That's what
that's correct. And she should. She's watched it evolve. She's watched it happen. He's slippery as owl shit. Donald J. Trump is slippery as owl shit. He's walked through fire. He got caught live. Mike said, I like to grab him by the pussy and gets away with it. And they question him on it. He says, well, that was interesting, wasn't it? That was interesting. That was interesting. They never even denied it. It was his voice. So that would have killed anybody. Everybody's going, see, I told you, and he still won. Insanity. And then you got a lot of mad people that don't like what's going on. They're very mad. So it's now driving them. It's this Mar-a-Lago kerfuffle. Trump could have paid, you're going to play this, if Trump could have paid any amount of money to stage this raid, it would have been worth $10 million minimum for his campaign. Minimum. This now made everybody go, oh, hell no. You're not going to do it. What you going to do to me? What you going to do? You going to come to my, you going to clean out my septic tank? You going to go get my septic tank, Nick? I flushed some things down the commode. You better go dig up my septic tank, see what's in there. Oh, hell no. We're not going to put up with this. Oh, no. We're going to have the voice of reason now. No, hell no. Say, this is where 60 Minutes lost the ticket. This is where 60 Minutes lost the ticket. You've left news. Because now you can't even trust Fox anymore because they're owned by the bad boys, too. They lean over. Now they're all nervous about Trump being arrested. They're all talking about, well, if he gets arrested, I don't know. There's some signs. Code 16347 says if you got negative information, I don't know how the sitting goddamn president can have classified information when he's the president. He can declassify it by saying, wave his hand over it, like say, you are blessed, you're sinless. He can't have that because he undid it already, for fuck's sake. How are you going to address, well, if he's had that, he's done that, he can't serve office anymore, he can't be president anymore. That's what they're trying to set up. They're trying to stage this, anything to keep him out of the House. Because in about 30 minutes, there ain't going to be a Republican worth fighting for. And they know it, and that's why they're doing every goddamn thing. The Democrats are doing every goddamn thing they can do to grind it as far as they can. And they're going to lay back for another 40 years and see how this goes. If there is a midterm. You don't know that yet.
If you said they're going to lay back, they're going to be sidelined for 40 years, the Democrats.
Yeah.
Right?
Correct. Which is what we said before. That's what we said before. Yep. If Trump goes back in, it's over. You won't get a Democrat for 40 years or 25 years or whatever we said. It's silly. But that's now ramped up into figuring out that it really is not the Democrats are not the problem. It's the Republicans, too.
Yeah.
Mitch McConnell is as guilty as Schumer.
I know. And so that's why you're saying Congress goes down. There's not going to be a Congress. Congress is ruined, and that
well,
moves
they
into,
do have. They we have a good. We have some good news. The Quinnipiac poll now has the approval rate of Congress at both Democrat and Republican at a whopping 12% right now. 12%. So they're really, really excited about the. They're really excited about the Senate and the House of Representatives. They have an approval rating of 12%. So they got it all worked out, Bob. It's all solved now. It's all worked out.
And they know I'm causing this. They know Bob's behind this, right? They know that. The dark souls.
Yes,
behind
they are.
This.
And George Soros is pissed. Everybody's pissed. They're tore up. They don't know what to do. It's fucked up. And then you start asking us questions. You do all this shit. Then you ask us to validate it. So, well, now, this might have a little something. I may have been walking by. I might have been walking down the road. I was on the promenade. I was on the promenade deck, and I was walking by, and I might have noticed something. I was perusing a certain ventricle that might have been interesting. And then I looked down, and I saw Nancy Pelosi with a hoo-hoo sticking out. I could see a hoo-hoo. We're going to put that on my Facebook page, too.
Okay, so you're saying what were you just saying there? The news recognized nobody cares, and they're worried about the 70 million people with the guns and locked and loaded. That's they're sort of saying, So some people are coming out and saying, with
the groceries in the ground. Now, whoa, it's not just there. They got the groceries in the ground. They got a way to charge their devices. They got a way to have air conditioning, fans, lights, meat boxes, you know, the cool things where the meat stays. They got a freezer full of good aim. They've got a freezer full of good aim, Bob. And so they're not worried. They got enough charcoal. They got enough charcoal to lay it down so they can eat. So
what's good aim?
They don't care.
Is that bullet?
What you kill. Meat that you shoot at with, if you have a good aim and you kill an animal and you field dress it and you wrap it up and put it in the freezer and freeze the meat. A freezer full of good aim.
Yeah. I see. So Mike, Chris Wallace, and all these people, Wolfers, know that the people.
Chris Wallace is gone.
I know. I know. But they've Blitzer, whoever's pretending to be news guys, they recognize that the backlash is in process and nobody can stop it. And that they've lost. Legacy media's lost. They recognize that, right? So they're hoping that the guys with the bullets, the Patriots, start shooting, and they're counting on the National Emergency Forces to come in and put everybody in FEMA cramps. That's their last hope, right? And are you saying that's not going to work?
Mm-mm.
Or is it remain to be seen if it's going to work? It's not going to work.
It's not going to work.
So actually, they're the ones, the news guys, the legacy media, they're going into the FEMA cramps.
Right. You'll see. And they don't care.
Yeah, that's interesting.
And they don't care.
Who's
it's
they?
Like, this is the last hurrah. The Democrats, this is the last hurrah. They know it's over. They know, they screamed and yelled and hollered and cried and socialism this and Green New Deal and blackout and black up and, you know, all this shit. And they know it's over. They're done. And they don't care.
So who
they're just
doesn't care?
It out.
Okay, you're saying the Democrats, these guys are going to the FEMA camps. They don't care. Why don't they care?
Don't know.
Because they're
make
depressed.
Any goddamn sense. It doesn't make any goddamn sense. Let's run this thing. Let's run this thing in the ditch. No, dig a hole. Run faster. Let's see how far we can go. No, blow it up. No. We'll take matches, and we'll put it there. We'll put dummies on there and put fireworks on it, so we can watch it when it goes careening off the cliff down in the bottom of the Torrey Pines. In the bottom of the Pacific Ocean, it'll be a great party. Oh, it'll be so wonderful. We'll put that in the right on the front thing, and it can go down in infamy. It'll be the most wonderful day ever. And they're selling tickets to the goddamn train wreck. They're selling tickets to the goddamn train wreck. Because it's like, okay, this week we give it a good run. We couldn't beat Bob. We tried what we could. We did everything we could do. We even had George Soros' money. He's got all the money. He's worse than Ted Kennedy. He's got all the money in the world. And even George Soros couldn't undo Bob. I don't know what this means. I don't know what it means. It's a black day in blue China. It's a black day in blue China. Yeah.
Okay.
You like that? Did you like that?
That was a good run. But you're saying they're so nuts, the Wolf Blitzers and CNN and Brian Stelter, that they're suicidal. You're expressing
indeed.
A suicidal.
And now Stacey Abrams, who is the true, still the true, still thinks she's the true governor of the state of Georgia, by the way. That's pretty fun. She's kind of roll with it. She's sitting up there. She's got ad after ad after ad after ad. Says, I defend the police. I think the police need some more money. I need some more police. I like police. Everything about the popo. I ain't scared of popo. Bring the car to popo. Get the popo. We're going to have more popo than you could ever have. I love the popo. Call the popo. And this is the same one that did everything she could do. Says, we have to defund them. He said it loud and proud and loud. Get rid of the goddamn police. Get rid of them. Now she said, oh, no, you misunderstand. I'm for the police. Then she got the police union saying, Stacey Abrams is for us. She's working with that Kemp. He's a bad dude. He's got corn pop. He's a bad dude. And so it's like, come on now. You can't run that far, that fast, that quick. That you're one-on-one straight up to run the other side that fast.
Right. So the average people aren't even looking at the absurdity of those news ads or political ads. They're not paying attention. They're saying, when do we put these people in jail, is what the patriots are saying.
Well, now you'll have to ask Bruce Reinhardt that. Bruce E. Reinhardt. That's who you'll have to ask about that. Because he's fixing to try to put Trump in jail. Bruce E. Reinhardt.
Yeah, he's the judge.
He's the one.
He's the judge. Yeah.
He's the judge that recused himself from the last case against Trump.
Yeah.
So he could handle this case about Trump. Isn't that convenient that it would be so easy? He could recuse himself of that non-case so he could get to the good one.
Now, back to the serious stuff, the Cheneys. So...
Yes.
Liz knew she was going to lose, so they were preparing their statement, but it still bothered them, right? Because they know the family is going down. So did they yell among themselves? Are they arguing with themselves? Or
I can't believe
the mood?
She bit the wrong dog. She bit the wrong dog. What happened is she went with the Republic, with the Democrats. And it was insane. Why would you, even if it were true, why would you do that? She didn't have to do that. Even if it was the case, she could lay down. And then Murkowski's no better off. Everybody so far, there's 10 out of 200 that have lost, that Trump has backed. 10 out of 200. So, and we're waiting on Murkowski to go down because the girl is going to the next step to lay her out. We'll see.
Yeah, she's head of the women faction. She started the women caucus 20, 30 years ago, right? So she's the queen within that world. That reminds me, was there something nefarious about Gloria Steinem being in the CIA and the head of Ms. Magazine? Did she do something that she sabotaged the feminist movement? Why? Because she was nailing? Because she was a male?
Yeah.
Why would she do that? She was a male.
Why not?
She was a male. Or an alien.
Right.
One of the two. Yes.
Right.
How did the raid on Mar-a-Lago, how did the people did it break into the safe in that? How did they get the information?
It wasn't safe. It wasn't a safe. It was a door in the storage area of Mar-a-Lago. When they were there before, when they could take any goddamn thing they wanted, and Trump walked in and says, y'all are doing a really great job. This is the National Archive, people. I mean, this is like a non-thing. It's like cocktail napkins and little sperm samples. They had little sperm samples of people that were at the party. They rode along here and they do their thing. They said, well, this is kind of sensitive. Would you put a lock on the door? And put a lock on the door means, would you add an extra padlock to this door just to make sure that it's secure so we don't have any problem? And Trump said, well, fuck yeah. Put a lock on the door, whatever you want. It's fine. Ain't nobody fucking around here but y'all. But yeah, we'll do that. They did. Now they come back with a locksmith. They're going to have a locksmith. They're going to break into the safe. It's a goddamn padlock, for Pete's sake. They can just cut it off.
Okay, I see that.
Boxes of who knows what, but if they didn't. And then see what they don't know. Here's what they don't know. They told them that the lawyers couldn't come in. Well, that's against the rules, number one. And number two, because they're an officer of the court, they should be able to do whatever. No, as much as those officers with their subpoena.
Yeah, Trump,
them subpoena
Trump's
power,
lawyers. Yeah,
are officers of the court.
Lawyers.
They're not Trump's. They're not Trump's lawyers. Lawyers are officers of the court. They can go through anything. No issue. They don't even have a bias. Now, they argue a bias for their client, but they're still an officer of the court. They can't, like, lie. They can't do that. But then they said, you got to turn off them security families, and everybody's got to leave. Well, the most people there says, I'm not leaving. You don't pay me. I'm not. Arrest me. I'm not leaving. And they didn't. Then the rest of them, they said, turn off the security footage. And they said, all right. And they didn't do it.
No, wait a minute. You're saying the Trump's lawyers did not leave. Is that what you're saying?
No. The help. The help did not leave. They told the help that they had to get out. And they said, you don't pay me. Mr. Trump pays me. And I'm leaving when he tells me to leave. If you want to arrest me, you go on and arrest me. But I'm not leaving. I got things to do. So you do whatever you do. And I'm not trying to trip you up. But until you, unless you're going to pay me or arrest me, I ain't leaving. I'm on duty. I work here. You don't.
What was significant about that?
Well, they stood up to them to say, that arrest me. Take me to jail. I'm not leaving. You got to get out. No, I don't. That search warrant don't say I got to do shit. The search warrant that says gives you authority to be here don't say I got to do shit, and I'm not doing it. Arrest me. And they didn't. All right. So then they rumble on. They get their few little boxes, whatever it was, and some passports that they had all night long to plow through these few boxes, 30 of them, to figure out these little boxes, and then went up with the wrong. Do you remember some time ago, long ago, JW had a dream about the boxes and Trump's passports? Long time ago. Do you remember that, Bob?
No, I don't. You're not talking about the banker's boxes that JW saw.
No.
I don't remember that dream.
No. At Mar-a-Lago with hauling off the documents. The documents,
yeah,
that Trump was stored. You have that in an old Burt may have it. You may not have put that out. I don't know. But he had the dream vividly this exact night. On his birthday, of course, that would be lined up that way. Of it, every detail. Are those boxes that don't mean anything, that aren't anything, because they're trying to find anything that they can use to incarcerate Donald J. Trump. Whatever they can do. Made it up. It don't make any difference. They don't care. And so they take the stuff out, and then Trump says, open it up. Show it all. But Trump says, all right, you keep going. I'll show the tape. I'll show exactly what you did, every one of you. Line it up. It's my house.
You mean the tape of the raid? He'd show that.
Yes. Every inch of it, every minute, every step they took.
And is there something wrong? Well, he would show the raiders being arrogant to the staff and everything.
Correct.
That's what would look bad.
And what they added to the boxes before they took the boxes out. There's the
rug. You mean what they planted? Is that what you're saying?
Yes. Yes. Those were things that weren't in Trump's possession. And he got that on tape. And the things that are in this position, they said they have to get Trump because he's got nuclear information. Well, he is the sitting president of the United States, by the way. He has a right to have nuclear armament because he is the sitting president of the United States. But that's a sidebar. They don't may or may not agree.
Why do you say he's
that.
The sitting? He's not the sitting president. Why are you saying that?
Yes, he is.
He's the sitting president.
Yes, he is. He is.
He never left.
He is.
And because the military listens to him. Is that what you mean? The military
That's
listens
correct.
To him?
That's exactly correct.
Yeah.
He abolished USA Inc.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And that is the document that they were trying to get their hands on, but of course he was smart enough not to store it there. That's the document
that
they were after.
Yeah, and we can say that. Let the people know.
You play it. Hell, they already know, so might as well tell them.
They don't know. How
tell
do
them
they
what
know?
You told them. On TikTok, all over Ed Long's site.
Oh, the TikTok people figured it out. They're naming that document as the one.
We told them.
Where did you tell them? How did you tell them?
We sent it to Bert.
No, you sent what to Bert? What did you send?
The information that was approved, kid tested, mother approved.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so then Bert, what'd he do with it?
He sent it to Ed and you.
Oh, okay. So it's up. So this is a TikTok you made. And so then it's got, okay, so people who go to Ed's site know this. All right, they know.
Yeah.
But it's not out there as a meme yet. Nobody figured this out.
The frogs are jumping and they're bouncing the ash. They're bouncing on the concrete, Bob. The ash is getting sore. They're getting upset. They're getting upset, Bob. They're getting upset. They're getting upset because they don't know what to do. And nobody's believing what they say.
Wait.
Matt Al, Rachel.
Who is getting upset? And they don't know what to do. Who's that?
Pure representation of what you call mediacology. Is that CNN, MSLSD, New York Times?
Oh, is that what you mean by mediacology? The tetrad managers.
A version. They're all upset because their words don't hold any stay. We saw Donald Trump. He was fucking a rabbit. We watched him fuck a rabbit. No, okay. Congratulations. You got him a rabbit. You got him a hair. You got him a hair. He got a hair caught in his teeth. Okay, good. God bless you, President Trump. Congratulations. He ain't fucking a rabbit. I saw it. And then Morning Joe. And then Morning Joe and Mika Kaczynski, whatever her name is, she goes, I can't believe we watched him fuck a rabbit. He was fucking a rabbit. He was a rabbit. Oh, the humanity. We were
okay.
So
that's
he comes to this place, and he's going to say, "You're absolutely right. Show that marvelous beam footage." That's where we start to have trouble, because now what happens is all this stuff
what
is
footage?
There.
Beam footage?
Beam, yeah, the beam where the beam footage with Bush's baked beans. He's going to settle the bushes. Bush's
the
baked
Bush vaccine?
Beans. No, Bush family. He's going to settle
the
problem with the Bush family. We call that Bush's baked beans. Bush, you'll see.
Okay,
he's
going
to nail the Bushes.
He's going to
nail
do that
the
when
Bushes.
He's in court? When he's in court and trying to jail him?
Soon and very soon, you are going to see the king.
So Trump told those guys, the invaders, that he'll release the footage. And then they realized they were fucked, and they ran off to the hills. Like Ion.
Well, now they're back.
Now
they're backing up. Now the judge has said, well, we can release part of it. Yeah. They never released the goddamn. If you're going to arrest the sitting president or the president, a post-president of the United States of America, you're not going to release the details of a damn warrant that you signed that gave them permission and the details of why you gave them permission to maraud a sitting president of the United States of America. You're not going to give that up, because now what are you going to do in trial? Well, that went out. That was an error. We read that in Vanity Fair. That warrant was in Vanity Fair. I don't know what you're talking about. This is crazy. This isn't subtle. This isn't any, how are you going to get a jury to convict that when they read about it in Vanity Fair? Because they're leaking step after step already anyway. So it's all a clusterfuck, and Trump's just laughing his ass off.
Who's leaking? Trump's allies are leaking? Or just people
everybody. Everybody. They're trying to vamp into the conversation. They're trying to vamp into the conversation. No, I'm more superior. No, I have the insight. No, I have the news. No, I have all the news. I know. Now, meanwhile, people are walking around town, walking around New York City, just bashing people in the skull with their guns or fists or knives or whatever. And don't let a little Asian woman walk down the street. They stomp the dog shit out of her. It's like, you don't need to be here. You got no business running down this subway. The people are holding on to the post because they get pushed in front of moving trains when they come into the station.
Yeah.
That's a sidebar of this conversation, which sits in the sight of the process of what's fixing the change. Because they're going to undo it all. They're just going to do. They're going to get rid of it. God bless you. You're going to see more people. All them Democrats that you love to be Democrats, we'll see how many of them becomes elephants. They're going to get their. They're going to get their elephant clothes on real quick.
It's going to be no election. It's just going to be. That's why there could be no midterms. There's only Republican candidates. Nobody's running
Republican.
For the Democrats.
Trump don't care. Trump don't care because he's kind of like going, Mitch, you bitch. Hey, bitch. Mitch, you a bitch. Get out. Mitch McConnell, you a bitch. Get out. I'm not interested in one goddamn thing you have to say. Get out. Lay it down. You're 250 fucking years old. Go on, retire. Quick, because it's going to get ugly. Get out. We're done.
So what you're saying is, it's not Republican that there'll be no election because it's just Republicans running. There'll just be Trump-supported people running against nobody.
Correct.
Wow.
Correct. And then that's where we are, which comes right back to lockdown Bob rule. So now, Trump, Donald J. Trump, then becomes the impetus to support your agenda, which is lockdown Bob rule. and everybody's going to be happy with that. Because you're going to change everything. You're going to make it work.
Yeah, you did say that the Patriots know about us, and they see us as good
they
people.
Do.
We're on their side.
They do.
Yeah.
And these son of a bitches run around trying to blow up something, they're going to get shot in the fucking face. You want to go rob something, you're going to get shot in the face. There ain't going to be no conversation. We don't call 911. We dial 357. That's a python, 357. That's a pistol. We don't call 911. We're going to shoot you in the face. Walk in here, do some fucked up shit. We're going to shoot you in the face. Not going to be no conversation. We're not going to talk. I love you. Love you. Love you. Love you. Shoot you in the face. Fuck this.
Yeah,
house.
Yeah, we love you.
Cross over this driveway. Crossing this driveway, and then you're going to be gone. And we're going to miss you, and it's going to be great. And we got a garden spot in the back. We're going to compost you. We're going to send you to heaven. Heaven is just a sin away. We're going to get you hooked up right here, right now. And then what happens is it changes the dichotomy. Because what they're doing now in the system, they're letting these criminals go free and putting the innocent people, trying to put them on trial. They're letting the innocent people go free. And that's a marker.
No, the guilty
trying,
the guilty people are going free. The guilty people are going free.
And the innocent people they're trying to put well, or at least take them to trial or hold them in contempt of some sort. It's like, well, you didn't have no business being in that store when that man tried to rob you. Why was you in there anyway? Well, I own the store. Well, who gave you the right to own a goddamn store? You didn't have on a mask. I got footage. You didn't have a mask on. Why are you in that store without a mask on? That man was scared when he came in there trying to rob you. He was scared when he tried to rob you. Why did you let him kill you, goddammit? He had the right to kill your bitch ass. You own the store. You own everything. You nigger-loving Jew. Why do you think you get special privilege around here? Let people kill you, goddammit. We're tired of this docket being full of people getting tore up around here. It's not nice. It's not right. You need to go on and die and get this over with so we won't have this conversation no more. You're taking this valuable court's time. That's what you're doing. And we're like, what?
Wait a minute. Now, who said that last bit? The Patriots
the
or
judge.
The
judge?
The judges.
The badly appointed judges that are saying you're wasting
the
valuable
the
court
innocent.
Time.
There's,
right,
yeah,
that are judging the...
judging
the innocent.
I'll sum it up. They would say, we don't care what you did, that you needed killing. That old line that they used down in Georgia. You needed killing. That's why we're killing you.
Yeah.
Now, we're
why did you kill that man? Did you kill that man? Yes, Your Honor, I did. Why did you kill him? Your Honor, he needed killing. Well, I look at this case and I agree with you. Case dismissed. It's all good. Case.
Yeah, so you used to say that 10, 12 years ago. Now that's becoming the law, the quote, law of the land.
Now that's
he
the case.
Killing.
Now it's the case. That's the case.
Okay, so we're, just for the proviso or the disclaimer, we're not advocating everybody go around killing anybody, right?
We don't care. It doesn't make any difference what we advocate. They are. Ho, 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 ho. Wait a minute. We didn't give a fuck. We don't advocate anything. We don't even advocate advocation. What we're telling you is what's happening. We just tell you, here's the news flash. Go to Drudge. Go to Matt Drudge. You go to Drudge. It's not good. It's not good. You can't believe your very lying eyes if you listen to Drudge. It's pretty scary. So you can't believe none of it no more. So just be aware. Stay low. Hunker down. Hunker down, you hairy dogs. Hunker
Which
down.
Is what Trump said in his TikTok last week. He's driving up to the front door, and he says, perfect storm's here. Perfect storm. Lay
calm
low.
Down.
Be
just
careful.
Calm. Don't get it. Because if you get in that, if you get in them streets, when you get mad enough to not be, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it no more. When Carolyn takes her pistol and goes out and going to shoot up Hawaii, when she's going to go kill somebody in Hawaii because she's had enough. She's had enough. I'm not going to take it anymore. I'm not going to take it anymore. And she gets mad like that. She's got a temper now. So she's the sharpest machete in the shed now. And then what Trump was trying to say, Carolyn, if you get that far out, calm down. It don't matter. It's not that serious. Because what they're trying to do, they're trying to lure you into the street to have a peaceful protest or an unpeaceful protest or the beginning of an uncivil war. We've heard about that, an uncivil war. So when you do that, then they can shoot and kill you because it's an act of sedition. You're going to hear that word a lot lately, sedition. And so they're going to say, well, he was committing treason, so we killed him where he was. We killed him where he stood. That's what happened. Sorry.
Yeah, but here's the issue. How are these righteous patriots going to go around shooting people if that'll be seen as sedition by the established people?
That's just the first part. That's what Trump's telling you to lay down. You'll have your chance. You'll have your chance to have your moment. Because what's going to happen is they're going to turn around. They're going to come after you. And when they come after you, that's when you can shoot them in the face. When they come after you.
Oh, okay. So Trump's saying don't worry about the fight he's running.
Yeah.
He's got
don't
that
engage.
In charge. You
just don't engage. Yeah. Don't engage. Let that go. Because they're going to say, they put Donald J. Trump in jail. I'm going to go kill somebody. Like the man that got killed, he was shooting at the Cincinnati somewhere. He was shooting at the FBI agent.
Cleveland.
FBI Cleveland. He was up there shooting at him because he was mad because of what they'd done to Trump. Well, they killed him in a field. He's saying, don't be that guy. Don't do that. Don't worry about that. Let that go. When they come after you, that's when you can shoot them. You can shoot them once they come after you. Because I'm sorry.
It's an act of defense. Self-defense.
Right.
Self-defense.
Right. But if you're in, it's not sedition if they ring your doorbell. It ain't an act of sedition if they ring your doorbell. And so that's what everybody's going to, they're going to figure this out real quick because most of the people have figured this out. Well, no, that's not true. That's not true. The Gen Xers, they haven't figured it out. They're figuring it out. They realize that it's serious. That's what they figured out. And then the millennials, I don't know what they are. We don't know. We don't really know. They're still trying. They're still hoping that Bernie Sanders can figure it out. You know, he's only 212 years old. I don't know.
And they're trying to get jobs. They're trying to get their apartments.
Whatever.
Trying to survive.
They're just trying to get money. Because they owe $200,000 for a degree that won't get them a job at McDonald's.
Right. Okay. That was excellent news update. So here's some sidebars about that. I saw today that Sidney Powell saying, look, they're going to rig the election. Now, she's aware of what you said, and that's as far, and she can't say that, so she's doing one step back. Watch how they rig the election. What's her agenda? Or is she not knowing what you said?
No. She's trying to say, be aware. Like she's saying, don't let your guard down. She says, just because we're going to win everything doesn't mean you've won. Just because we're going to win everything doesn't mean you're going to win. You've got to come to a position where you realize what's going on. And what's going on is you have an unequal system. She didn't say it's going to be rigged. She said you have a not equal playing field. It's not an open election where you just cast your vote and that's how it's decided, you see.
Right. And she's correct on that.
Saying. Yeah. Well, she's just saying be aware. And then when you're aware, then you're going to notice and you're going to see and you're going to say, wait. And then it's going to, that's the whole point of this maybe, maybe not having an election. Because now what's going to happen is if the Republicans are going to win everything hands down and the Democrats will say, there's no goddamn way that many Republicans won everything. That's a ridiculous. And I'm calling Antifa. I'm calling niggers. I'm calling niggers for Jesus. I'm calling niggers for Jesus. And I'm going to put them in the streets and I'm going to burn your black businesses down. That's what I'm going to do. We're not going to have this. You don't think you run. You don't run this. You don't run nothing. You don't run nothing. We'll show you how this goes. And everybody's going to be scared to death, cowering in their houses while they call the
Trump people, the people behind Trump who know that Trump will win, they're going to encourage people not to have the elections because the Democrats will do what you just said.
Yeah. There's some steps that are going to happen. There's some steps. We're going to be real careful now because we don't get you in trouble, Bob. But there's some steps that's going to happen. That's the reason we're a bit incredulous regarding whether there's going to be a midterm or not. It could be.
Yeah.
Could be. That's the difference between 88 days and 82 days. We're going to have to see. We're going to have to see what we see. So just so everybody's aware, now everybody's got good information, meaning – they got the do's and the don'ts, okay? Don't go rioting.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God, regardless. Lay back. You got you. If you don't have food and water and your staples in place, gas in the gas grill to cook on, generator arena to be able to charge your shit up or something, something, something. If you don't have that by now, don't worry about it. Just go to the local public house and get you some ale, some Guinness stout, and drink yourself to death. That's what you need to do. That's probably the only thing that's going to help you anyway. Just go and kill yourself. Oh, but that's finished. We got rainbow fentanyl, Bob. We got rainbow fentanyl. So these people are having a hard time. They don't like it. It's 50 times stronger than fentanyl. It's called rainbow fentanyl. Ooh, it's a delight. If 2 grains of fentanyl will kill you, this stuff will make your TT fall off. It's going to be the best ever. People are lined up. They're taking chances on it right now.
Yeah, what Croker used to say back in the 80s, social space, public space is gone. That's what Trump's saying. There's no social space, public space, or any representative institutions to respond to that space. It's gone. So you don't need to run out there because there's nothing out there, and you don't communicate anything, and you just actually run into the bullets, and you're gone. So stay home.
Let's ask it this way. How many people do you know personally that you could call on the phone and talk to besides us that aren't on Facebook? How many people?
Dave Neufeld is not on Facebook.
Okay. Okay, that's one out of, several people. You know several people. And even if they have like quiet accounts, or they have the secret thing where they can go in and look to see who's got what and how much their bidet cost and how big their crematory is and all that kind of bullshit stuff. You know, how many children, how many lovers they got lined up in their little covey there that's kind of going along there. They look for that kind of stuff. But past that, most everybody's in that media world at some level or tier. And that's what you're talking about. The chip body, that's what you're talking about. And it has no stay. The chip body now has no stay.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what took over the social space for a while. Now that's gone. The chip body space is gone.
Mm-hmm. Correct. And so now what's exposed is now they have all your information. But see, it's too late now because they have all your information. They know who you are. They know where you're coming from. They know where you came from. They know where you're going. They know what you like. They know what you don't like. They know what kind of wine you buy. They know where you buy it. They know how you pay for it. They know how it goes. They know how much sugar you take. They know how about everything about your medical field. They know everything about you inside and out. They got you. Ain't nothing you can do that they don't know. They, we don't know who the superfluous they is, but the big brother knows. Big brother knows.
Listen to this.
And they got you.
Right. Just
they got
like
you.
You took advantage of the chip space, the chip landscape, cyberspace, and no one was running. Humans couldn't put the religious rules on. So you came in and merged with the physical. Well, now you have the end of the chip body space that you took advantage of, and the tech body is taking advantage of that empty dead zone, right? So that's why the tech body took over.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what we say now? You know what we say now to all those people that gave it up, them high school girls that gave it up for us, Bob? Here's that song we got to sing for them. We don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as y'all's got y'all's plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of your car. You gave up. You gave up your idol, and your idol served you well. You gave up your idol. The idol served you well.
Yeah, and they gave up the old plastic Jesus and adopted the new chip body idol.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
And then that did them in, and now the tech party.
Okay,
let's say this.
No, let's say fair. Not necessarily did them in. Where are you gonna go? What you gonna do? Where are you gonna go? What you gonna do? Where are you gonna go? Well, I'm gonna go. Where are you gonna go? Okay. And then when you get there, what you gonna do? I can't answer the question because it's like, Well, I'm gonna go to the bunker.
So you know what?
I'm going to have provisions, and I'm going to be okay till the thing passes. Okay, so where are you going to go? I'm going to go to the bunker. What are you going to do? I'm going to be provided for. I'm going to be okay till the storm passes over, just like Bestel Goodman told you. Mm-hmm. Till the storm passes over.
Right, and you say the storm will pass over?
It will. It certainly will. And they will pass, darling. They will pass.
Okay.
You can make it. It's in the time of trouble that you need sustaining. It's not the God of the mountain that you're worried about. It's in the bowels of the valley when they kill a fucking nigga for nothing. That's what you need to be worried about. Because you got to live long enough to complain about your condition. And right now, sedition is the least of your worries at this stage of the game. Just saying.
Okay. As the chip landscape opened up for Ion to come in, and then the chip landscape disappeared, creating a vacuum that allowed the tech bar to come in, when you say ascend, the ascended space, Andromeda, has opened up for people. That's the new space
Agreed.
To go to.
Yeah. Well, and now, to be fair, we would say it's a forced condition. Because some people are scared, Bob. We're not mad. We're not cross. We almost don't care anymore. We're just saying. But that's not the point. The point is that we see everyone as ascended. We already see them as ascended. But now what's happening is they keep up in the ante, up in the ante, up in the ante, until they can't afford to bet no more. I'm going to hedge my bet. I'm going to hedge my bet. I'm going to hedge my bet. I can't hedge my bet anymore. So when you get to that, when you run out, if you can't double down for less, then you can't double down. Then you're out. Then you're going to have to ascend. There's no other choice. There's no other choice.
And that
That's
space,
the only game going.
And that space is open for one to ascend into.
Yeah. And we call it, we would say it's a forced ascension. So we would say the blessing. Now, Scott, whatever his goober, Pentawin, whatever fuck he is, he's saying that we're a devil and we're this and we're going to destroy the world and we're this. And we are going to destroy the human race because it's doomed anyway. We are. That's fine. It's doomed anyway. So it's going down one way or the other. We're just trying to say, here's a lifeboat. Here's the lighthouse. That's the light from the lighthouse. Shine on me. Here you go. This way, this way, this way, this way, this way. Not everybody drowned on the Titanic. Just saying, not everybody did. A lot of them did, but not everybody. So the point now becomes, you've got to find a way to embrace this condition, however carnal, into a place where you can make it into a supernal condition that allow that power to flow course through your meat sack body. Now, we've given all the bill of particulars and the details, and we've even given the goddamn anatomy of what you fucking look like when you ascend. All right, if you need some more bill of particulars, we'll draw you a picture and make a machine. You can go to Emory University to see how your ascension is going if you want to, but that ain't the way you're going to want it this now. I'm just saying now, you can do it any way you want to, but that ain't what you're going to want. Then you're going to come right back into a place where you have the ability and the capacity to come into your place of power, and you can feel the coursing power of God in your own meat sack body. Then you can go home to rule and reign with Bob. Forever. That's a long
right.
time.
Right. So the forced ascension is due to a larger environment, but maybe gods aren't subsumed by it. But for a little bit.
The fat lady's on the stage, Bob. It's time for the aria. The show
is
over.
What the fat lady is the poles flipping. And the changes in the structure of the solar system, so to speak. That's what's forcing the ascension, and that's come. And so then,
Bert would say, that's when we first saw Nibiru, and he'd be right. That's what Bert would say. But don't let us
when,
quote
when
Bert.
When we saw that a few decades ago, that was the sign the poles were flipping. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So the other aspect is. You're saying being a human is inappropriate. You're not interested in saving the human form. I was speculating this the other day. Do you have to save at least a couple of the human form to keep ascended beings going?
The first words, couple. What do you mean? What are you saying, couple? We don't know your words.
No, I didn't say couple. I meant to say the... The human form is inappropriate, you say.
So yes, I agree.
You have a bit of compassion. Is it because it is necessary to save a bit of the fallen form? 20 people gets on the craft to go to Andromeda to move into ascended state. You need a few humans in that transition?
Mm.
through the ascended state?
No.
No.
See, the humans,
don't need humans.
No. The humans become the humans in the human form become cockroaches. You're a substrata. You're a substrata. And we will love you. We will love you. But you're a goddamn cockroach. You're not gonna be welcome in the house. You're not gonna be welcome. You scream at cockroaches. That's what you do. When they turn the light on, you see a cockroach, you scream at it. Now Karen puts them under glass. She has roaches under glass. That's so much fun. She pets them. I don't know how that works out, but she's really patient with the cockroach. One cockroach in the whole life. It came in one straight box from the Costco. It was crazy. But anyway, setting that aside.
A human scream scares the cockroaches, and they won't come back.
Yeah, that's right. That's what you do to cockroaches. You scream at them.
Do many people know this? Have you heard seen people screaming?
We don't care.
How many people know
yeah,
that?
Yeah, of course. You turn the light on in the middle of the night, and there's cockroaches everywhere, and you scream. They scurry. They're gone. You can't find them for thousands.
I know.
Of miles.
So people do scream. Some people know you can scream, and then they won't come back.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, they don't know about to come back for the next time. So then you got to get some ties and go from there. All right. But the whole point is that humans are not the state that's going to work. We have no sympathy for the little man state. We're not trying to support being human. We are against human and humanistic approaches at all levels and all fronts. Humans are doomed to die. Life for the little man is fatal. Do not engage the futility of living a human existence. It will end badly for you. We promise. Now, ascension is another conversation. But don't worry if you decide not to. We're not going to let you waste a single thing. All that marvelous, backed up, pressed down, shaken together, overflowing power of a living God that's coursing through your veins. If you decide not to take advantage of it, if we got an opportunity for you, we'll scoop every little morsel of that ever drop. We'll send it to Dobbstown, USA, RFD, Mayberry, RFD. We'll send it where it'd be safe in Mayberry. It'd be great. We'll let Andy Griffith and Opie figure it all out. We'll put it in the sale and let Otis see if he can drink his way through it or not. It'll be great fun in Mayberry. But we're not going to waste any of that power, every drop of it we got. If you don't want to ascend, we understand. We understand we got it. We're not going to waste one drop of it, though, because power is power. It doesn't go away. You got it? Power is power. It doesn't go away.
To get on Bob's rocket ship, do you have to ascend? Be pretty close to it.
You most certainly will. No, you most certainly will, or you won't ride with Bob. Bob does not like large people. Bob does not like smelly people. Bob does not like people who are not groomed. Bob does not have any patience with people who are not very careful groomers. That means comb your hair, brush your teeth, clean your ears, nothing hanging off the body in any level of degree.
Wipe your ass.
Wipe your ass
completely.
I should not smell your ass when you walk into a room. There should be no tuna factories if you have a vagina. There should be no tuna smells in the room when they put the heated seat on in the car. If it smells like a tuna refinery, that's not going to work. You know, get yourself together. Look as good as you can, but just do the best you can. Now, not everybody's beautiful, but you can look. You can comb your hair. You can comb yourself up, you know. Shave under your arms, clean yourself up, make something normal. Because we won't be anything stanking around Bob, promise. Ask Carolyn. She's good at this.
Yeah.
Nothing stanking.
The next point I was going to make was the...
That was pretty fun. Did we hurt anybody's feelings there, Bob? You think we hurt their feelings?
No.
Maybe not. We might.
Nope.
We might have. It's the case. It's the case. I mean, I don't know what you want to call it after that, but mercy. Your rules, Bob rules, lockdown Bob rules. Don't even figure that out by now. You're on the wrong program anyway.
All right. So
Ivan Stang, it took him 40 years to figure it out, but even Ivan Stang has figured it out now. It's lockdown Bob rules.
Yeah, like you're saying, if you don't know that, you're on the wrong program.
Correct.
So, yeah. Okay, so the what is that idea? After they come out, after the alien contact press conference and everything, the dust has settled. I'm thinking of a quote that Nelson used to make from Herbert W. Armstrong, that there'd be 1,000 years of peace after the second coming.
Nelsenthal. Yeah. Nelsenthal. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That there would be
That's right.
No, let me say it so people understand the idea. Herbert preached that there would be 1,000 years of peace after the second coming. So a nice planet. Mm-hmm. Is that what we're setting up with the Coldplay and the better health products, that we lay the groundwork for peace for a while?
In essence, but you don't know what 1,000 years are. You've done 1,000 years in a minute. So,
yeah.
It is like that. It's just you have no we don't know the right word. You know, have no precipitous. You have no precipitous to know what 1,000 years is.
Okay, because it doesn't exist. There's no time, so it's a fiction.
But the construct is right. The construct is right. People think 1,000 years, it would be 10,000 lifetimes. And we say, okay, if you look at it like that, that's fine, because you're eternal anyway. So that's all right. We don't have a problem with that. And then in the process of this journey that we're going to go back home to heaven, to Canaan land, if that's heaven, if that's what you call heaven, okay, we call it, some people call it heaven, we call it home. We just want to go home. Let's just go home.
Right.
You can
so
call
let me
it heaven
say this.
If you want
so,
to.
So the this realm of peace and lockdown Bob rule, it's a nice environment. Does that prepare the rocket ship to merge with the frequency of the Andromeda galaxy? And so some of the civilizations that we've set out get. Are we preparing to the environment here for Andromeda Galaxy's nice, wonderful environment?
It's called parity. Parity. Marrying. You're marking to be the same, so that you'll be able to go home and it won't be a shocker. It won't be a shocker.
Right,
it'll be normal. It'll be normal.
Right. Okay, so that's parity. P-A-R-I-T-Y.
Correct.
Right?
To pair.
Yeah, not parity.
To pair. No, not making fun of. No, parody means parodying it.
Yeah, that's a
and it gives you the chance.
That...
And what it does is it gives you the chance to actually embrace it. It gives you the opportunity to embrace it, meaning like I don't want to live like this anymore. I'm tired of having erectile dysfunction. I'm tired of looking in a glass of water and gaining 12 pounds. I'm tired of my feet swelling till I can't walk. I'm tired of looking at these people that aren't pretty and I have to deal with because I'm married to them and I can't stand it no more. I'm tired of watching everything on Netflix that don't say nothing no more. I'm tired of eating food that don't taste like anything. I don't want to live like this anymore. Oh, God, just kill me now. Oh, God, just kill me now. That's the way people are living now, Bob. They
don't
want to be out of this. They want to be out of this hard.
Yes. So I think it was Ginny. I was talking to Ginny, and we were trying to work out this transition from the rocket to Andromeda. So you just spelled it out. That's new information. That explains the lockdown Bob rule, then how that merges with the Andromeda thing, Andromeda space.
It doesn't merge. Okay, it doesn't merge. It converges. It doesn't merge. It's a convergence. Convergence.
Yeah.
A little bit different. Yeah.
Right.
Just
so,
to be clear.
So, yeah.
But
the, the Armageddon, the shocking collapse of the earth and the stars in the book of Revelation, that is the only prophecy any religion could make. But where the universe is, what you see, what your lying eyes see, even the beauty of the stars, all falls away. That is what everybody predicted. This all environment will fall away.
Mm-hmm.
And whatever caused that, you could say it's a pole slipping, but that's a subplot. There's a larger disappearance of what we see. What would you say caused that inevitable collapse of the universe for a lot of people?
Your lying eyes. You limit your reality to based on what you know. You take Herbert, it's got to come, just like the problem with Nelsenthal, is it had to come from Herbert W. Armstrong, or it was an apostasy before God. You see the problem? That's what happens.
Yeah.
You limit you limit your creation or your reality based on the perdition of the condition. The perdition of the condition.
Yeah.
Good word.
You're looking at it upside down. Your eyes are lying.
Well, maybe not. But you have no other reference to know. See, that's the problem. You don't have a reference to say, this is good, this is bad. Good touch, bad touch. You don't know the difference.
Because you're relying on something outside of yourself.
You just want to get touched. You don't care if it's a good touch or a bad touch. You want to be touched. See the rub?
Yeah, and so people have to become their own gods.
Pardon the pun. You got that right.
Yeah, a lot of conservatives, a lot of traditionalists don't like the idea that, yes, a person can become a god and create their own rules and their own situation. They find that's blasphemous, and you got to obey a larger god.
Jerry Fartwell liked and not have recovered from it. Poor Jerry Fartwell, he liked and not have recovered from it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Are you saying likes to not? What's that phrase? Likes to not recovered?
Almost did not. Liked to
yeah.
not.
Oh, like to not. Okay.
Liked
so,
not.
So yeah, you're
did
putting
not.
Your...
Practically did not survive it. There we go.
Yeah, the perdition of the condition is to put your power outside of yourself and to
yeah.
not have the guts to become the goddess or god
mm-hmm.
or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the kingdom of Bob is better than the kingdom of God. That's what you got to adjust to. That's a statement you made recently.
You have a relegation. The relegation comes into the potential for the power. If you're comfortable with who you are in your God, and you are in your place of power as God, don't worry about it. But by God, if there's one question in the reticule that you've got so far, you better be in the house of Bob. You're not in the house of Bob, you're going to be in trouble because you will be called out on it. And you better, in the time, in that day, you better know who the fuck you are in God because it'll be too wet to plow at that point. That's the point. Bob, you're offering the saving grace, which is what the Church of the Son of Genius provided in the beginning. You're providing that very grace.
Correct. And that's what Stang is starting to realize, Reverend Stang. He's realizing the true church.
Bless his heart.
Bless his heart.
Bless his bum.
So listen to this.
Heat ravaged bum. Yes.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the couple of quickies. Maybe the Louvre, the Smithsonian, and the Vatican. Their treasures are supervised by aliens. Correct.
Absolutely. We don't want to admit that, but yes, absolutely. Sorry.
Yeah,
we'd rather
so
not say that, but it don't matter now. We got it is what it is. It
doesn't matter. This is a great session. That said, all is said tonight because none of it matters. It's
good.
After any impact.
So this is Ion's last Any Matter Matter. Wait,
yeah.
Any Matter Matter. Vitamita Vegemin. That's what we got to say. Vitamita Vegemin. That's it. Go ahead, Bob.
So. I was talking to Ginny when she was here. She had some questions about the aliens. And I said, well, Ion doesn't want that emphasized too much, the alien factor.
Right.
So I told her to go ahead and ask questions, and you may not get what you want, but
She's good at developing. You can play this. There's nothing wrong with it. She can develop it, and we're going to embrace it the best we can. But we don't want it to be about the separation between the aliens and what the aliens and how powerful they are over you. We want to make you be more powerful than the aliens, and your interaction comes to a place of power. If you're going to do it from that angle, we will talk to you until your goddamn ears fall off. Until that, we're not going to put up with a whole lot of chitter-chat about how we have to be careful because the aliens are going to come fuck us in our bed, and they're going to take our cow innards, and they're going to probe us, and they're going to... No. If that's happening, don't worry about it. They've got you already. You're got. But if you want to ask the question from a standpoint of how you come into that day in your place of power with the threshold of God, with the gird your loins with righteousness, with the breastplate of salvation, and you come into that place where you start wielding that power, if you don't whoop that lion and whoop that bear, little David, come to that Goliath and say, come here, me, Goliath, me or you one's going to get an ass whooping. I don't know which one it is, but one of us going to get an ass whooping. When you go at it like that, now we'll talk to you till you're blue. But that's a place of power, not a place of constraint. Or I've got to figure this out so I can have a tactile, visceral, open edge over the anus. That's what that's
right.
The difference. See the difference?
So Jenny's welcome
you
back.
Understand that. You understand that because you're living it because
yep.
you see it
yeah.
more than most. And you can play that because just because you have an advantage doesn't mean they can't. There's nothing we say to you that we wouldn't say to them. They could ask any question they want. Any question.
Right, so Jenny
and
can
most
ask
all the information has been blamed. Yes, yeah, she can.
And even other people. Even Bert can ask questions about the aliens.
Shit, even Chad. Even Chad.
The former number one.
Even George. Even George. Even George.
George.
Even George.
Yeah.
Y'all going to shit when George, the Reverend George, comes to say his his alma mater, when he comes to say his grace. It'd be great. We love it. It's going to be great.
It's going to be mm-hmm. that old cliche where the kid hears about the strange uncle, like his father's brother, that he's never uh-huh. been able to meet. They keep him away. We're George's uncle, that one day he wants to come and meet. Who are these people that drove my father nuts? Yeah.
Right. Okay. Never mind. That's the bit. They need a testosterone whore.
Okay. Listen to this. Someone told me that there's a lot of anti-Jared Kushner journalism going on now. Is that just part of anti-Trump, or has Jared been an asshole and nobody knew?
No. He's driven. He has a purpose-driven life. And in that purpose-driven life, he's going to draw a whole lot of segues outside of normal media. So yeah, he's gonna draw that because the Abraham Accords was probably the most important thing that's ever been done ever. I've been fighting the wars for 2,500 years, and he walks in and makes and Trump says, "Well, Jared's a good dude. He's gonna have peace in the Middle East." Peace in the Middle East. You numb nut motherfucking son of a whore, bitch. Ain't nobody going to have peace in the Middle East. Next thing you know, bam, there's the Abraham Accords. It's kind of like, what? And everybody had to stop. It's like, wait a minute. The Sand Niggers is all right with all this? Yeah, they all right with it. Good God. This is pretty interesting. And it's like, okay, let's shut the fuck up. Well, that was all Jared because he got them at their pocketbook. If you do it from their pocketbook, you get their attention. That's all we're talking about.
Yeah.
And he's good at that. So they don't like it because he did that. He was able to pull that off, as it were.
Yeah, and they say he's now post-White House. He's over there making billions with the Saudis. But no, what you're saying is that he is organizing their economy. And,
he already had billions. He already had Aramco.
Yeah.
He already had Aramco. That's how he was able to pull the Abraham Accords because now it pulls it all through. He was able to pull it off and pull it through. He already has him a little condo in Dubai.
Right. Yeah,
Jack
so
Dr. Shiki already likes him, Bob. It's fine. No problem here.
Right. So he's working with them in a new situation, not being a capitalist, trying to get money from them in an increasingly poverty-run. Right. Okay, so that means he definitely...
Barron's going to inherit. You got some quark. You got some catch up to do. You're not getting all your ticky tocks because there's some time space continuum things between Fred and Tesla and 1955
John
Rockefeller,
the
John the uncle.
No, what about John Trump? Yeah, and Barron. Barron's in the mix.
And
of
Barron.
That, is what you're
from
saying.
That's 1855.
Right. And John Rockefeller, that's John Rockefeller III. He died in 1978 on the property, the Rockefeller property,
that's
in the
correct.
Car accident.
That's correct.
Yeah, he would have
well,
owned the
accident.
Trump family.
It wasn't an accident. It wasn't an accident. But anyway,
that's the Bolsheviks knocking off the Rockefellers. Yeah, we know that.
We
Okay, here's this one. I was walking back and just coming up the final across the highway and then run back by the golf course and then jump over the wall and come home. And all of a sudden, kind of on the corner, there's this couple. who basically I'd never seen before, or the guy. And he goes, "Hi, Bob." And I go, "Oh, hi." And I look at his girlfriend or whatever, wife, whatever, partner, and she's got a little smirk on her face, but she's not really looking at me, but she's shy. And I walked past and I said, "Those were humans. Those were aliens. What do you think? Who were those people? Who knows me? I never saw the guy." She says, "Hi, Bob." Like, all familiar. Was that an alien encounter there?
Yes.
Yeah.
It was.
Right? Yeah.
Yes.
And they were checking, they were measuring me, whatever they're trying to figure out the timing and the accuracy. That was taking my temperature sort of thing, right?
It's called syncing up. It's a sync, to sync
yeah.
up. Just have synchronicity.
Right. And
so now you've seen
them. Be my,
no, wait, stop. Now they've seen you. Now you've seen them. "Hey, Bob, how you doing?
Yeah.
How's your media ecology today? I was just checking in. I was listening to your sound bites. It's pretty good. Boy, Ed does a great job, doesn't he? He's really great. He's very thorough." And then after a little while, the next thing you know, you're walking along and you go, "Oh, yeah. What was your name again?" "Yeah, that's right. Oh, yeah, I know you. I'll talk to you because I see you every day and you're very nice. And you know what's going on." And he's kind of like, "Oh.
Wait, who's saying that? Who's the who
you
says,
are.
What's your name again? Who says that?"
You are saying that to the aliens when they're trying to introduce you to Mae Brussel. You're like, "I know Mae Brussel. I know Mae Brussel. What do you know about Mae Brussel?" The next thing you know, they're on your Facebook page and you've invited them to dinner. And Carolyn's very cross. They all have a spoon. They all have a spoon apiece. They have a spoon apiece eating off the counter. That'd be great fun. So be careful. You can play
right.
that. You can play
yeah,
that.
So I saw them. So after I walked by, I figured out they were aliens. Can they read my thoughts? And I knew I figured it out.
Maybe.
ESP?
Maybe we'll have to see. But you don't even have a thought. So how can ESP help them? You've not had a cognizant thought yet. You just know.
There's no content
theory,
in my head.
You do theory, and then you go, no. Yeah, I know. No, that's what it is. It's all about. No, it can't be about that. I don't know. How do they read your, Bob, how does anybody read your thoughts? This is crazy. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, good point. I'm always saying the mind is tactile. The tactile has no content. So, yeah, I don't have any content in my mind. No mind.
And for you,
okay.
And for you, tactility is riveting.
I'm obsessed with tactility, with emptiness. Okay,
it's
here's a good one. Yeah, in the, I think it's the 11th ring that has the seven symbols for the seven empires, are the Coathnites, who are a mixture of all kinds of aliens, are they one of the empires in that ring?
They are, but you'll have to ask Bert. Bert's done extensive. Bert's done more work on that together than most people know.
Okay.
He's got that. He's got that down. But you got to don't pimp him up because he don't want pimping. We're not saying that. You can play that. But he knows because he's gone through it and he looks at level by level by level by level. So much so that he gets the point that there's nothing said that he doesn't use to acquiesce into the larger pro forma of information regarding that because he knows, Bert knows that he has to justify this place, the new place. He's got to be able to figure it out. He has to. He has no choice.
What's right justify mean in geometry?
It means to justify. To justify. I killed Myrtle, and I'm going to justify it because she was trying to kill me. Like that.
Right. It doesn't mean the angles line up in an equal equation.
Same difference. There really wouldn't be much difference. Well, if there is a difference, you wouldn't be able to tell the difference. So, yeah. That's good.
Okay. I have here China.
Bob, you got 30. Bob, you got 30 or 34 minutes of pretty good stuff so far. That's pretty good.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah.
It's very good. Let's see. Ion can't define objects except on the appropriate date. So since there are no objects, there's no nothing, you have to have a ratio. So someone asks a question, you won't be able to define it if the ratio isn't appropriate.
Percentage.
But if it,
percentage of ratio. Percentage of ratio.
Right, percentage. Yes. But an appropriate
of ratio.
Date, you ask
of
the,
ratio.
You ask the question. Appropriate ratio, appropriate percentage of ratio,
yep.
You, if you do that, you'll get a response for ion, and ion will define the object, but it's only for that moment. Correct?
Yeah. Yeah, that's right. And but that's a given because we're constant, and y'all keep changing the narrative. The game is the same, but the players keep shifting and changing. Oh, we won. Oh, we lost. Oh, we got it. Oh, we fucked them. No, we didn't fuck them. Oh, we came. No, we didn't come. We fucked them, but we didn't come. We came, but we didn't fuck them. Wait, what? How does this work? So it's all shifting in amongst its own proclivity. Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Is that alarm?
Uh-oh. Yeah.
Uh-oh. That means JW needs energy.
You got to do something different here. I don't understand. I do this. I do this from that side. So blip, blip, blip. Oh, my. It's not good. Okay. What you got left, Bubby?
Not much. So did the tech body create angels?
4 hours and 16 minutes. 4 hours and 16 minutes. You're doing good. Okay, do that. Go ahead.
Yeah, did the tech body create angels, or did angels create the tech body? Or vice versa?
Neither.
Or neither?
Neither.
Neither.
Neither. Either, either, neither, neither, nor. Here's what happened. The battle in heaven within the angelic realm was presented here. The mantle that Moses, you know this, goddamn you, Bob, you know this, Opinel, Hobab, you're going to sit here and ask that goddamn question. We got something to tell you. Yeah, the very idea, you're going to bring that topic up. That's rich. That's rich coming from you. But then you're going to pull this back into a position where you're going to say, okay, how does this apply? Okay, how does this apply? Did the angels make the tech body? Where does the tech body fit into this manifestation of an indentured spirit? The manifestation of an indentured spirit, what you're trying to say. We go, oh, that's brilliant. Good for you, Bob. All right, here's how this goes down now, Biggin. You want to go there? Let's go there. You can play this. Well, hopefully. We'll see. We might better check with Carolyn. for sure, it might get ugly. But here we go. The rub becomes the angelic realm was in a war already, fighting for heaven, fighting for a seat next to God. All right, humans in the form of God are trying to come back to their place of power. Aliens are trying to usurp that very power, as well as the angels are trying to defile the human so that alone and go on and lay down and die, as Herbert W. Armstrong told them that was the best that they could do. They couldn't ascend, but they could get saved. They couldn't ascend, but they could get saved as the best they could do. All right, now the tech body comes in and says, well, why are y'all wasting all this power? It's another caveat. That is another caveat that you have introduced in the conversation that says, you don't have to ascend. Just lay down right here and be still. We got you. Don't worry about it. We got you. It's all right. Calm down. It'll be over soon. Don't worry. It's good. Relax. It's fine. See that smooth position that allows the tech body to come in and take advantage of the power that the humans have such a high regalia regarding. You got that now?
Well, you've explained that before. What new twist did you put in there?
The new twist comes into that you caused it all. That's the twist.
Oh,
so
okay.
You're responsible. No, you stepped into it now, Biggin. You are personally responsible with the five-body model, which we tried to bury as far and deep and wide as possible. And now your goddamn minions are now trying to repiece the five-bodied model to cram down their throat hole one more time of how the five bodies, before you enter into the step pad, that you have created the tick body in your five-bodied model.
Okay,
that's your news flash. That's your news flash for today. But don't tell Scott; he'll have a nervous bust out.
Do we like to say that Ofanel created it, or is it me, Bob?
Oh, no, it's you. It's you. Don't you leave Ofanel out of it. Ofanel is innocent. He didn't do any of this bullshit. He was just trying to survive. He was a stranger on the bus trying to find his way back home. You are who corrupted this whole thing. It was you, Bob. Don't you blame him. He did the best he could with the limited resources which was made available to himself.
The little man, he's fighting to sit on the right hand of God. Now, you did say the little man's God in that little statement. But
we see them all as God. We see everyone as God.
I know.
We
don't
need
to
want you to come into it.
Yeah.
Well,
so the little man is fighting with the angels to get on the right hand of God. Well,
yep.
It's not a God out there.
Right.
You know, the God
it's
is
inside.
Himself. So he doesn't
That's
need
right.
Why
inside.
Does he have to have a fight with the angels? In other words,
don't know. It doesn't make
angels.
Any sense. It doesn't make any sense to us either. It doesn't make any, people cut their throat because they see if they're going to bleed. By God, that's carotid artery. I'm tired of this. I'm going to cut this motherfucker. No, I'm going to go with the ephemeral order. It only takes 2 minutes if you cut the ephemeral artery. I'll show you. I'll get this worked out right quick. Yeah, you're right, Bob. It's the stupidest thing ever. You're here. You're looking at paradise, and you're kissing it goodbye. You're looking at paradise.
I got it.
Literally looking at paradise and kissing it goodbye.
Okay. Next, final couple items. Around when I'm doing my walk, twice now, a car has sped along the highway, and then it somehow got through the gate, and then it came right up by my street, turned left, drove into a driveway.
John and Paul Manchester, they're brothers. Their name is John and Paul Manchester.
So then they back out and they zip off down the side road and away out of my view, and then they go zooming up the highway. This happened twice. The second time, or third time, but I think it was the second time, I managed to go over there and stop the person, and I think it was a woman. And I said, "What are you doing? Why are you coming in here at this time and all?" She says, "Well, I'm delivering mail." So it's a postman thing, not these brothers. So
But they didn't. That's not who that was. They don't post mail at that time of the night, Bob. They don't post mail at 2:30 or 4:30
well,
in the morning.
I heard the clock. They drive in and they throw the newspaper into, so they get it early in the morning. They threw it in the driveway. I heard the
one,
clock in retrospect.
One person in the entire neighborhood they do this for.
That's right.
No,
right.
No, Bob. You got shifters. You got shifters going on. Your eyes aren't seeing what you see.
Yeah, I saw a woman, and she was all friendly. And if she knew who I was, she shouldn't have been friendly. She should have been kept going. But anyways, you're saying that covered up for two brothers. Who are these brothers, aliens or their friends?
No.
They're friends.
They came to see what they could see. See? She sells seashells by the seashore, Bob. That's what you need to know.
Yeah, they're like the couple on the walkway, which was just just far near, pretty near where that happened, where the car happened.
As well.
So they're checking
as
me
well.
Out. Okay.
You're starting to get some traction. Bob, you're starting to get some traction now. You need to be aware. No more free poker now. No more free poker. You don't have to pay to poker.
And so the car. So last night, the car came down the highway, so I waited to come up. It didn't come up. And then 5 minutes later or less, drove back up the highway and left. Was that car, and they decided not to come in because I was on them too much?
So they only deliver mail two times a year? If they're bringing mail, wouldn't they bring mail every day? Doesn't the newspaper run every day?
Well, she did say, that woman and the driver, she said, "Well, I do Tuesdays and Saturdays," and she had other people do the other days. But they never come by. I never see them any other days.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And you're out there most every single night without fail or exception.
Yeah.
So then hold water
they
after
come.
A little bit.
So why did the third car last night not come around to my street? And they knew I was onto them?
Scared as a whore in church, Bobby. Scared as a whore in church.
I'm onto them. I figured it out.
Okay. Well, you're paying attention to the obvious. That's all we've been.
Yeah.
That's the only thing we've asked you to do. Pay attention to the obvious. We had five little things, and it only took you 12 years to complete that. So that's good. Five little things. That's good. That works within the model. So now we're making a little bit of progress. Maybe you'll be all right now. It's going to be good. Oh, Gene, hurry up and spend that money. Gene, Eugene, hurry up and spend that money, darling, or it'll be too late. You won't have time to spend it. Bob's got a tiger by the tail now. It's plain to see.
Yeah, take Todd or whatever his name is out on a date.
Oh, yeah.
The neighbor.
Todd. That's right. He's a chemically addicted worker that he might have a medium sized penis, but not
so
too much to write home about.
Right. 3 weeks ago, I was coming home from the beach, so it was starting to get dark. And all of a sudden, I see these really bright lights circling, colorful lights on wheels.
Yeah.
And I go,
yeah.
What? That's an alien. That's an alien vehicle. So I looked closely, mm-hmm. and eventually it turned out to be somebody driving a bike. But the bike was all lit up with the colorful bulbs all over the thing. The
mm-hmm.
wheels had bulbs.
Mm-hmm.
It was really a Christmas event almost, Christmas
mm-hmm.
lights. Was that a stranger or just some human experimenting with his eyeballs?
Straight alien interaction, straight up.
Yes, that's what I thought.
You just took the right pill.
Yeah, because it was
pill,
a bizarre,
Bob.
It was an unnaturally, bizarrely lit up bicycle, correct?
Correct.
Someone have a couple of lights on, but not
you
the way that guy
that.
Did.
You can, if you watch the show with Will Smith, with the aliens,
yeah.
If you watch that, they have an example of
Day?
That. No, no, not that
Day,
one.
Mars Attack is the third. Is another
no,
one.
No, 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 no. The one with
Men in Black.
The one with Dennis. Men in Black. Men in Black. They have an example
okay.
of that bicycle exactly on Men in Black 2, the one with Dennis Rodman.
Ah. Okay.
That bicycle that you're
all
talking
right.
about with the wheels lit up, and they can see it. He can see it, and he's freaking out because he can see it. Beforehand, you couldn't see it. Your eyes would have been obscured. The things you're seeing now, other people can't see, Bob. That's why they look at you a little
yeah.
numb. You have an anesthesia effect. They're numb.
On who?
Your Novocaine.
On everybody.
Your Novocaine. They can't take it. They're just like, well, that's just Bob. Well, Bob, yeah, that's just Bob. They're numb. They don't know.
Okay. Did Leonardo, in his missing years, when he lived in the cave, did he parallel worlds? Did he have those abilities?
Yes, of course.
And he saw our time. He saw what we're doing. He saw Dobbstown, Eindhoven. He
yes.
knew what was coming.
Yes.
Okay.
No. No, no, no. Not what was coming, what came. Past tense.
Oh, yeah. He saw it.
No, no. Don't fuck this up now. It's past blue perfect. So we went through this. We've been through this 100 times. Now it's starting to apply. Past pluperfect. Good.
It is now being it now going to apply.
Yes. Excellent.
Is it?
Thank
is
you.
It a?
That's good, Bob.
Yeah, but are you saying a particular past pluperfect is going to apply, or the general past pluperfect is going to apply?
You won't be able to tell the difference. That's the problem with the past pluperfect. You can't tell the difference.
Okay.
You can't tell the difference. Excellent.
So, but there are millions listening, forced to listen now. That's what's happening.
And now, but look, Bob, you can't deny that because look at what's happening. Well, look at how many people. Just take a pan across the nation of the people that are now being shot in the face. Well, officer today was shot in the face. Well, a kid today was shot in the face. A woman was on the TV, had a .45 shot through her nose. People were shot. Everybody shot. And we the one that said, well, people going to shoot, just walk up and shoot people in the face. It's kind of hard to live when
that.
You get shot in the face. And all we did was say
yeah.
it. Now, all of a sudden, everybody's listening to it and they go, oh, well, hell, if we're going to shoot them, we don't need those Kevlar vests. We're going to shoot them in the face. We'll solve this. They shoot them in the face. We won't have any problems.
Yeah, but are you saying people have heard that you say those things that you did
correct.
This and you predicted? That's why they're listening to us. We got a good
and
record.
That's why,
now.
No, they're making your words come true. That's the point.
Uh-huh. They want us to be correct. They're lining up.
You're the last man. You're the last man standing, Bob. Last man standing.
The last human who might ascend.
Yeah, we'll see. Well, now we're
looking not looking good.
We'll see how.
Yeah,
not looking
not
good.
Good.
Not looking
yeah.
good. Not looking good. We'll see how it goes. There's a white
yeah,
knuckle
so that's
flight
why,
for us too, Bob.
Yeah, that's why there's violence. They'd say, Bob's the last guy standing, that this is meaningless. Hey, buddy, then shoot him in the face.
Yeah.
It's the meaninglessness of me being the last person.
That are dead, the people that are dead rarely complain. The dead people rarely complain. It's okay.